Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
Something like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. God ain't made you like anybody else. Don't let nobody tell you that you're anything less, 'cause you are beautiful, beautiful.
Hey guys, welcome to Rapture Centric Radio. I'm really excited about today's broadcast because I've had a hard day in Babylon today. It's been real fun in Babylon. Sorry the chat room's not open yet. I will open that in I can't do that right this second. So just wanted to share some things that have been going on personally. So I feel like God is wanting me to come out of the closet and kind of share, some things that he's been telling me, and not just me, but a majority of the bride. So, yeah, a lot of people, still kind of don't understand where us crazy folks are coming from when we say that it's 2013 and the rapture's going to happen. And, as days go by, we just look even more and more retarded and crazy. So, yeah, basically I think what God wants me to say is that you kind of have to be a little kid again. You kind of just have to not overthink things so much and just rely on your intuition and what he's telling you. Of course, we can't be led by our feelings all the time, because that's obviously not always from God, but you should know if God's speaking to you, or if that's your thoughts or your desires or whatever. But so basically I just wanted to say that personally, since I'm still in college and since I'm still going to class and being a part of this world system that I completely disagree with on every level, and even though I sit in class and I listen to my professors talk about, whatever they talk about, I know that personally I don't think God wants me to be in school right now, but I'm having to keep the peace with my family and be obedient to God, because I know he wants me to honor my parents. So I think he wants me to go through these things to be able to share them with you all here. So basically, God's just been opening my eyes to a lot of things. It's kind of hard to even know where to start, but really, he's always been my teacher. I respect my teachers, my professors, and I respect their knowledge and everything, but, God's always been my teacher, and he's always, he's never let me down, so that's who I listen to. We're still in 2013. Now, that's not according to the world. that's not according to what's going on now in the world's eyes, but we're in 2013 right now. And, yeah, it's not my words. It's God's words. It's God's time. It's not my time. And is this Judy? Hey, Judy, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I wasn't home yet, so I called in. I didn't want to miss a thing, and I love what you're saying. It's simplicity. It's the Lord. Plain and simple, so easy to understand, and it's easy faith, and there's no method to it. Beautiful.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty much just a jackass for God, pretty much.
So you came out of the closet, and did you tell everyone that you've known since you were 6 years old about the rapture?
When I was 6 years old, like, God put on my heart very strongly that I had this strong, strong desire for him to return when I was 6 years old. And I was like, Dad, can we pray and, like, ask God to return, like, in my lifetime? And he's like, yeah. So we, like, sat there, and right after I accepted him in my heart, we prayed and asked for him to, like, return. And, yeah, and I just knew that we were going to be the generation because he had put that in my heart. And, I was that kid that would just, you know, we would all be sitting at the dinner table, me, my brother, my sister, my mom and dad, and I would be the last one to leave the table because I would ask so many questions about Jesus, and my parents always thought I should go into the mission field. But so I knew that wasn't really what God wanted me to do. I just, you know, I was like, oh, I took it as a compliment, but... I really feel like God called me for this hour and this time to spread the word that he really is returning for those of you that have the ears to hear what he's saying, you know, and not so much, don't listen to all these people that have these extravagant, you know, reasons and biblical facts to back it up, because that even though that is great and everything, and that can be from God because he speaks to us all differently, you know, I think, like Judy said, simplicity is always, like, the best way. I think that's the strongest way God communicates to us, because no one will enter the kingdom of God unless they're, like, a little child. So, yeah.
Amen.
And you're still there.
Yeah, I'm listening intently. I'm feeling the Holy Spirit so strong. He's coming. In seconds, and it's probably today, because that's what God tells us, you know. And I argued with God today. He made me make a video, and he said, come out of the closet and tell him who you really are. And I'm like, no, I'm going to get so much hate mail, you know. And I said, God, you're just going to make a bigger ass of me, aren't you? He's like, yep. You know, and I'm telling you, I came out of the closet today. Katie's out of the closet. She's known since she was six. And, you know, I am... the person that God chose to use, one of the people, my son is, and I was the mom that birthed him, to tell you that Christ is returning and to retrieve his bride. And see, that's why we're unstoppable. That's why Katie's unstoppable. That's why some of us, there's a little group of us that are unstoppable in what we're telling you, because we're not going by biblical timelines and charts. Well, we are, but we're not using that to justify what our daddy's telling us. Our daddy is telling us.
And on top of that, that's why we're not drained, because we're not leaning on our own understanding.
Right. Thank you. That's why we don't go up and down. Oh, you know, God's coming, and we know that. And, you know, the Super Bowl came and went, but we were enlarged in the waiting. We weren't disappointed. We know our dad's coming, and he's telling us. You know, and I love the moon charts. I love all the videos. They're really wonderful, but you can only go so far on man's understanding. It all comes down to your faith, and God will use different things to prove himself, okay? I have a couple degrees. I went to college for a long time, and I told God, if it all came down to this, why did I ever have to go? Because when I was in school, it was largely at the pressure of my overly educated family, and I wanted to hit the mission field. I was like, you know, just like Katie. That's why she reminded me of me when I was her age. I when God hit me at 16 and a half, I was ready to go. I tried to go to YWAM. I tried to do all kinds of things, but it never worked out. I had to go the route of my family, and that was by God's design, too. because God told me the other day, he said, yeah, I go, why did I have to do it? You knew, even when I was surrounded at Berkeley with all these, you know, thinkers, I was sitting in there in the room with them, you know, I'm smart, I was at their level, but I was like thinking, you guys are stupid. You know, I was always thinking that, I'm like, you're stupid, you don't know anything. And, but, you know, God had me in that, but he told me, he said, because I was going to make you stupid in this last hour, so I had to give you something to give you some credibility, you know. But no, he's funny. But here's the thing. He's coming. He landed on my 10-year-old, and he's announcing to the world, and that's what God chose to tell. He's also chosen other people, and we don't have a bunch of videos to back it up based on, you know, the moon. And based on biblical dates and figuring all these things out, God gives that graciously, and we're so happy about that. But, you know, I can't tell you why God tells us it's seconds away and probably today, but I can just tell you I believe it. Katie can't tell you why it's 2013. Other people have given us some fancy ideas of why it's still 2013. I didn't need those ideas, but they're great because it backs up what God told us. Right, Katie? Right?
Right.
But we didn't need it. Because God told us himself it was 2013. He told us himself he's coming in 2013. And he told little John, it'll be 2014 after I retrieve my bride. So if anyone wants to know when 2014 starts, it starts after the rapture. And these are all things that are acquired by faith. Because the God of the universe actually steps down and talks to people. And he fell on John in a very unusual way. Okay, he doesn't do that with everybody, but he does talk to everybody. So please don't believe the lie from the enemy today that you can't hear your daddy tell you. Why would your groom not talk to his bride? You know, that's another lie from the religious folks and the church people that want to try to tell you that God himself in the universe won't tell you he's coming. So I have a little bit of an attitude.
God's really been speaking to me about that I need to throw out all the knowledge that I was taught growing up in the church, because a lot of that is still instilled in me, and it's not true. So, yeah.
And it's time for the real bride to stand up and, you know, announce to the world that he's coming. And we don't do it because we're afraid our blood will be on, you know, your blood will be on my hands if I don't tell you. That's not why I do this. I do this because my daddy, I'm excited about my daddy, and my daddy wants you to know. And so that's why I do it. And I'm making, you know, we're making him real happy because, you know, that's why we do it. But we don't do it out of fear. But I am accountable to God. If he's going to fall on my son the way he did, and do such an amazing thing in our family, it's my responsibility and it's my great joy to tell the world. You know, and the world gets mad at you when you do that. You know, the world is mad. They're so mad that we keep telling them it's seconds away and probably today. They're like, no, it's not. It's 5775. It's in a year. So, you know, that's not what God's telling me. I'm like, fine, then why are you arguing with me? If God's already telling you, then why are you telling me? Why do you have the need to argue with me if God has already told you that? So then go away. But see, that's why they're arguing, because they want to believe what we're saying. And they want some kind of written calculation to prove what we're saying, but we can't. God himself is going to prove what Katie's saying, what little John is saying, what I am saying, and what others are saying. Like, you know, Jason, and oh my gosh, there's a handful, Rhodey, Renee. He's going to prove to you himself by coming, okay? But we, you know, we can't sit here and give you a bunch of fancy reasons why. I think it's a pretty fancy reason that God himself told us. What do you think, Katie?
Definitely. I mean, when I actually first heard God tell me 2013, it was after I watched Rhodey's video, and I mean, the way God spoke to me was so strong, and the way he confirmed it to me was so vivid and strong that, I mean, I literally ran around my house jumping up and down like he was going to come that night, because I knew he was telling me something, and not only that was enough alone, you know, that it was 2013, but then he even gave me dreams. He keeps giving me just different little signs. He's speaking to me through birds. He's really speaking to me through birds right now. I don't know why, but he's just shown me a lot of things. You know, I mean, I'll be like, God, give me a sign, and I mean, he's just right on the money. Like, every time it's like, every time I say that, I see a plane. You know, it's like he's telling me we're about to fly. And we're really about to fly. And actually, a friend told me that's what he was saying pretty much, because I didn't even know what the plane meant. I just kind of took it as a sign. But then they're like, oh, yeah, he's trying to tell you that we're about to fly. And I was like, you're right, yeah. So,
right. I have people inboxing me that are depressed. They're like, I really want to believe what you're saying. I really want to believe, but I just have a feeling it's a little bit longer. I think it's in about a year. I think it's 3 more months. And they're all confused and depressed. I'll tell you right now, I'm not confused and depressed. Katie's not, and Little John's not, and other people who are believing what God is saying either through us or to you directly are not depressed. Because, see, you're blessed when you believe what the prophets are saying. See, Little John is a prophet, okay? Someone had to tell me that. I was like, okay, all right, you're right, he is. Fell on him, and, you know, I'm a humble person. I don't try to act like I'm this and that, but that's the truth of what happened here. So just get over it. I have to come out of the closet and tell you, God chose him as a prophet for this last hour before he returns. A little 10-year-old, you know, Katie's a prophetess of the Lord, and he's told them that he's coming, and you're blessed if you believe the prophet. You're blessed. He told us just and right is right. And so we're blessed because we believe the prophets. We're blessed because we believe what God is telling us to tell you. And so if you just believe it, you're going to be blessed. But if you don't want to believe it, then you're going to inbox me with a bunch of confusion and depression and not sure if you should continue with your business and should you quit your job and all of that. You either believe this hook, line, and sinker that your dad's coming in seconds and probably today, or you don't. And then once you make that choice to believe it, you'll be super happy because you know that nothing matters anymore. And the other thing is the Lord of the universe will step down. He's a really good financial planner, and he'll tell you exactly what you need to do, all right? So you're trying to come to us and ask us exactly when because you want to make your plans, but why don't you go to God? Because once you make a choice to believe and get rid of your toxic unbelief, because something in you wants, you want to believe us. Something in you wants to believe us. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep pestering us. You wouldn't keep, like, challenging what we're saying. So I know that God's telling me a lot of you out there, you want to believe this hook, line, and sinker, and you will be blessed for it. If you make that choice to believe and jump in, and God will catch you as you're falling off that cliff of belief. He really will, because it is a cliff. Because once you make a choice to believe, you're not famous or popular. God has you do weird things that go against what the world says is smart, most of the time. Not always, but most of the time. So when you jump off that edge of belief, and you're like, oh, no, God, what's going to happen? He's going to catch you, and you're going to fly with him. You're going to soar. But that's not going to happen until you take that step of faith. Everything you acquire with God, it comes by faith, you guys. And I'm learning that more by the day here. It comes by faith. So, yeah. So believe it. Be blessed for believing the prophets. He brings them to you as a gift. He also talks to you himself. You're his bride, and he will tell you himself. But he also knows that we get discouraged, so he brings prophets to encourage you and tell you. There are certain people in this hour who aren't discouraged not even 1 second. And that's why he puts us out there to encourage you, you know, in your daily struggle. That's why he's had me do videos about money lately. God is a really smart financial planner. He's going to take care of you. If he's led you to quit your job and do weird things, don't think that he just threw you out there to just destroy you and make you homeless. He's going to take care of you. And his answer is going to be the worldwide rapture. You're not going to need to pay rent. So don't worry about
Amen.
It. Trust him. Trust him like a little child. You'll be blessed for it.
All right,
so
we got Lucas
in
814.
Hey, guys,
it's
Chris from PA.
Hi,
hey, how
Chris.
You? Hey, how you doing? Judy,
hey.
We all know you're just doing it for the money.
Yeah.
Did you catch Jason all last night?
You guys ripped me to shreds. It was good because no one can usually get me. I'm like, they got me good. They got me good. I was under the table by the time you guys were done with me yesterday.
You know it's all in, you know, it's all in God's love.
Oh, it was fun. I liked it. Trust me. But I was like, dang it. I gotta
and
get
we don't
back.
Believe any of it. We're just joking.
You know, God.
But I did mean what I said about when your bank account's empty, Jesus is coming.
Well,
did you catch Jason's reply though? He said that you know, God works on you and teases you so much that your bank account would be empty. You know, you'd empty it one night and then you'd wake up the next morning and all the money'd be back in it.
Is Jason saying that in the chat room right now?
I don't know. No, that's what he said last night. I can't get in the chat rooms because all I have that's working on the internet right now is my iPhone. So my daughter's got my computers all clogged up. Laptop, home computer, everything's all clogged up with viruses.
Unfortunately, I can't see the chat room right now because I'm not at home, and I'm like, I'm dying to see what people are saying.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a chat room until, you know, Jason's like, well, Judy's talking in the chat room trying to get everybody's money.
Well, yeah, I won't even tell you about what happened to Jason today. I'm going to let him tell you. I could mess with him, though, because he got me so bad yesterday. Should I talk about it?
Well, tell me, because he texted me, like, 4 hours ago, and he just texted me. He's like, stay strong in Christ, brother. He's coming soon. And I'm like, sweet timing, because I was just starting to feel all down and out because I'm hating being at work right now. And I even left work. What's amazing is I don't know if you guys know what the International House of Prayer is, the IHOP.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Well, there's an IHOP that started right next to the place where I work. So I like every, and I'm friends with the people that are running it. We fellowship together. We have Bible studies over there together. And leave work, take a break, and I mean, I'm feeling all down. I leave work, and I'll go next door to the IHOP and just get into prayer and, you know, spend 20 minutes doing some praise and worship and then go back over to work. And I was like, perfect timing, Jason. I was just feeling all down and depressed because I'm stuck here.
Now, Chris, you know what I'm going to say, so I think you know what I'm going to say, but you're at the wrong IHOP. See, now you need to be at House of Pancakes, eating a whole bunch of pancakes so you can hear God better.
That's because God wants a chubby bride, right?
You need to just be happy and eat a bunch of pancakes because he's coming, and you won't have to even have time to digest it before he gets here, you know?
Amen.
God,
I tell people all the time,
bride.
I'm like, because I live in PA where there are no IHOPs. There's no, like, there's no International House of Pancakes. So everybody, I tell them, I'm like, I work right next to the IHOP, and they're like, there's an IHOP in Meadville? We don't even have that in Erie here in Pittsburgh. And I'm like, no, it's not that kind of IHOP. But sure, you could come have some pancakes with me.
Yeah, I make them almost every day at our house. But, you know, it really is time to eat, drink, and be merry because we're about to get married. And, Katie, can you open the chat room? Because Jason just texted me to open the chat room.
I've already opened it.
Oh, weird. Okay, well, Jason needs to refresh. I can so use this platform right now as an opportunity to get him back. I'm so tempted, but since Katie's the host, I'm going to go ahead and let her talk about before I get in trouble.
I'm sure Jason would love it if you got back, Adam.
What's that, Katie?
626. I just didn't know who that was. Is that Leah?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's Leah.
Okay. Leah, I bet Leah's calling in to get... Can everyone send Leah money? I bet that's why she's calling in.
Well, I am. I'm trying to buy a new coffee cup. We need one.
Hi, Leah.
Hello.
I love it when she calls from work. She's like, I can't go, my boss is, but I have to say one thing. So
I think we're out of here before the Olympics. What do y'all think?
I agree.
The Olympics? Hold on, they end on the 23rd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Luco, we have to be out of here before Luco turns 19, and that's the 21st.
Yep. I think we're out of here this week.
I mean, Benson Wright, who God says is right, he says Saturday. So we need some date setters to call in. What do you say, Leah?
I don't know, man. I keep getting 22, so I don't know what to tell you.
Ooh.
I
like
say
that.
Seconds away, maybe today.
Still plagiarizing.
That's plagiarism.
You're plagiarizing Jesus Christ.
False one away.
Judy, you should make copyright on your sayings.
He did not know.
I should make money off this already.
He's 3-1.
You know the reason?
Oh, that's Jason. That's the reason I called in is because Judy's just raring up, ready to tear me apart, so I had to come in and enter the battleground with her.
It's
Fluffy.
Okay, Jason, I need $1,000, like, in about 15 minutes.
Is that you, Judy?
Jason actually needs donations of Pampers, if anyone could send him that.
Yeah, Judy got me good today, and I can't repeat that one, but she got me pretty good on that one.
Or, you know, or this depends. It doesn't have to be Pampers. Anyway, so, yeah, we had a really good time this morning. The Holy Spirit fell. We were speaking in tongues. And Stacy was raising her hands in tongues, and the Spirit fell, and he's been falling all day, and I can't get up.
Wow.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
You need life alert.
I know. And
I
you know what Jason
I
needs
can't
to start talking about? You guys, make Jason, you need to speak in tongues right now, and Luco and I will interpret it, so go.
I'm not going to speak on in tongues on the air. I'm not even comfortable doing it yet.
Come on, Fluffy.
Jason.
No.
All right, go.
Luco's calling me.
Go change your diapers. We'll talk to you later.
How can I switch to speaking in tongues when I'm sitting here smiling ear to ear, laughing?
You don't think God speaks in tongues when he's happy?
I would think so. Well, he's always happy to me.
Hey, you guys, don't you think we're acting like you would before a wedding? Aren't we really happy? I mean, this is the thing. Like, before your wedding, you're in a really good mood. You're having a bunch of parties. You have all parties with the family, and then you have your parties with your girlfriends and then your guy friends, and it's all about a party. And so we're about to get married, so we happen to be really happy brides. And God told me today he really wants happy brides. And, you know, a miserable bride is not going to be – okay, who wants a miserable bride? You know, if you're sitting here thinking you're going to get your head chopped off, and prepare for the worst. The worst is coming. Everything's going to collapse. That's not like you're about to get married like that. That's not. And he was
that
telling me.
That escalated quickly.
What's that?
What about getting a head chopped off? Where did you go?
Well, people are saying that. And they're like, if you're a real Christian in this hour, you need to be prepared, you know, for basically the sky to fall. But when God's actually saying just the opposite, he's saying if you're a true bride, if you're a true Christian in this hour, if you're a true bride, get ready for the ride of your life and start rejoicing and be happy. I'm coming to take you out of this hellhole of GMOs and you know, everything else that's assaulting you. And I want you to be excited because I'm so excited to see you. So, you know, I mean, I'm just a jackass. So don't listen to me, though, right, Jason? Okay.
I tell everybody not to listen to you. You know, something I thought was funny today. You made your video, and you had to make a part two video because apparently somebody caught you saying something wrong. Do you really have people combing through all your videos every day looking to tear you apart about something?
Jason, it's not an exaggeration, okay? It's not an exaggeration. I don't just have them in the comment section. I have them in, you know, emails and inboxes. And it's entertaining for me and God, and then sometimes it's not. It just depends on the mood me and God are in, you know.
I think you should make 30 videos for one day.
In the comment section, and she, like, I almost got caught on fire. I don't know what happened.
Luco, I liked your video today, brother. I didn't even know you had a channel.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I thought that'd be a good thing to try to get people working on.
I didn't know
on,
you had a channel either.
You know.
Luco Evans, if you could inbox him, he's even offered his phone number. I mean, this is the heart of God in this hour through Luco. I'm just blessed. I mean, Luco is hearing God, and his heart and God's heart through Luco is to tell the world you can hear him too. This isn't some mysterious thing for special, extra special people. It's for everybody, and Luco has a really strong anointing in that because what God has been doing with him in this past couple weeks. So it's I suggest if you want to hear God in a greater way or you're having a problem in this area, to call 1-800-LUCO.
Yeah, because that's what my number is, guys.
1-800-LUCO. How do you spell your name? Luco, is it L-U-C-O?
Yeah, L-U-K-O and then E-V-A-N-S.
Oh, yeah,
you could, Judy put me on her likes or whatever, so you could just see it there, too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Jason,
yeah.
But for PayPal if you want to hear God. It's a dollar a line.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
open
really
to that.
You have to pay, like... I got God's cell phone number, but it's pretty expensive. It's like $30 a minute, so...
Wow.
The service
Let's
is really bad,
credit
too.
Card and give him a call.
Yeah. I'm an employee, though, so I do it for free.
People don't hear God because they complicate it, and it makes God really sad. It really does. Like, I get to hear him cry. He got mad yesterday. Luco heard me on the phone. Was I mad, yes or no?
Yeah, she was pretty mad. I was even surprised because I never see Judy mad, so.
The only reason why we even started a radio show is because we used to have all these four-way calls all the time, and we're like, we should just have a radio show because we're all on the phone all the time, you know, four- and five-way calls. One time we had a seven-way call. Remember that call?
Yeah, that was really interesting. That was fun.
So this is like, really fun. We have, like, we're all together, and this is so great.
I was glad you guys started it because I was getting jealous. I'm like, they're all calling each other, and I'm not fellowshipping with them just because I don't have videos. Come on.
I know. See, now you're a part of it, and I hope other people call in, hint, hint, call in, and if you're listening and if you're in the chat room, you know, Red X is in there. She's, like, she majorly has the gift of, like, a, you know, she farts on people, and it's beautiful.
That's a beautiful thing, you know.
She breaks God's wind in that chat room. It's beautiful. It really is. And, you know, we got all kinds of things going on in that chat room. We have people chatting in tongues even. Pretty great.
Well, most of the conversations we have here, you know, while you guys are in the chat room, is Jason telling me to shut up so other people can talk.
Brother, sometimes we all have to be muted so we can hear what we need to hear. Sherry was filled with the Spirit. She was doing a healing. I'm over here. Lord tells me, make him listen. I'm like, oh, this is going to go over well.
Oh, man. Yeah. Leah,
are you
still there?
Hey, who was it that put that powerful word out earlier today? Who was that?
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm, like, trying to make this coffee cup for you. Like, I have something planned with this coffee cup. I told you I've been thinking about this for you all day. And I have come up with a really, I would, at least I hope, like, it's going to be, like, funny, like, in real life. Because it would be sad if it's only funny to me and in my head, but I am manufacturing a coffee cup. It's absolutely necessary for this video I'm making for you, so I'm very excited.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Okay. I already liked and favorited your video earlier, Leah.
Thank you. I saw
that. Was
that.
Really cool.
She's cool.
Leah, you have a channel too? Am I like the only one in here that doesn't make videos? Even Jason has one video.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see what a flying cow looks like, I mean, yeah. But hey, you guys, I have to go because I'm about to go in the store now and I have to buy kitty litter. And I'm gonna get off the phone and then I'm gonna call back and just listen to you guys. And then I'm gonna go home and I'll get in the chat room. But anyway, hey. You guys, I love you, and Luco, you should tell people all about how to hear God when you have a chance, okay? All right.
Okay.
Oh, well, also, before I go, Jason should tell people all about the Holy Spirit. Okay. Bye.
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 Did y'all watch True Bride of Christ video today? She got a word from God that said, I'm coming soon. The outpouring is about to occur, and then I will be here to fetch away my bride. My bride, you're lovely. I adore you. I'm proud of you. You have preserved and you have kept my patient endurance, and I love you. You have not denied my name. You have stood in the midst of adversary, and you will be richly rewarded. You are mine. I will not leave you here to suffer any sort of wrath. You must believe this. This is your joy, your reward, your full disclosure of love in me. You have done your part. Your weariness is over. It is over. I will be here shortly. No more waiting. It is time. Please listen. It is time. Where I found you is right where you belong. Where I found you is quietly residing in me. You are my treasure, my beautiful bride. You have given me so much joy. Your patience is beautiful and precious to me. Wherever you wander, I have been with you through your entire life. I have watched you waiting for this moment in time. Did y'all see that?
Amen.
Whose channel was
that?
I
missed
Katie.
That's a true bride of Christ.
Oh no, I'm subscribed to her. It didn't show up in my, my what to watch section when I got home. I'm surprised it didn't show up.
It's a pretty good message, huh?
Yeah. She has a lot of good messages. I've been impressed with her, her anointing. She's very settled, like at peace with God. I feel when I listen to her.
Same here.
Not like
hey,
that
Jason,
crazy lady.
Hey Jason, Judy wanted you to share something like that.
Oh, I shared it a little bit on the morning show, and I think it kind of offended one person. When the Lord pours that on His Spirit on me, and I mean really pours it on me, I go into this just weird place. I feel like I've taken like a whole bunch of sedatives or something. I'm very peaceful. And it's like He lets me see with spiritual eyes. And it usually lasts like 40 minutes or so. And
wow.
I'm going to say this, and the person that got upset about it thought that I was trying to take away from what Christ did for us and whatnot, and I'm not. But, when you look around, it's like you get to see with spiritual eyes, like the way an angel would view this world, if that makes any sense. My wife can attest to it. She says I get really weird. You know, it's like even when the way I pet my dog and looking at him, it's like he's a foreign object or something. But just the Holy Spirit, when it pours out on me like that, it just shows me that this place isn't real.
Amen, yeah.
And how everything that we see, the way the Holy Spirit, the way the Lord, I'm not going to say I know the way the Lord looks at everything, but the way we perceive things, the way He would look at it, are not the way He perceives it when He looks at it. And so it's like watching a child. And so, you see a kid going around doing stuff, and you see what they're trying to do, and you see that they get frustrated, and they don't know what they're doing. And you as an adult can look at them and go, well, that's really sweet, that's cute, I know what you're trying to do, but it doesn't matter what you're trying to do and failing, because I love that you're trying. I love that you're, seeking. And it happens every single time He pours out His Spirit on me. And I don't know how to explain it. It's the best way I can try to explain it. But the person this morning got offended at thinking that Christ didn't really suffer and, all this stuff. And I'm like, no. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, no. I was just giggling, like, hi, Christ got offended? I mean, come on.
No, it's just he was offended, like he said it wasn't biblical or whatnot, or just he just disagreed. It's whatever. I don't like to debate people on here. It's about being positive and sharing stories. I don't want to do anything offensive. But just to see that, and he gives me revelation and understanding. And the first time he did that to me and showed me how unreal this place was, guys, I'm serious. It's like looking away from a computer screen and looking at the real world, except there's, it's totally different.
Yeah.
But and he showed me that the Holy Spirit is His love, is God's love. I mean, every bit of love, you just have a little smidgen of love. And, and that's, I've said this before, but, if whatever you're doing or saying or whatever is not out of love, then it's not of the Holy Spirit. You can edify and try to help someone, but if you're not doing it out of love and you're really just wanting to prove them wrong because you know something and you think they don't, then it's not from the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's not actually being taught to, you're not, Luco, you gave somebody some money. You probably could have held on to that money, couldn't you? Did you
do it
for your own self-gain?
No, I did it because the Lord was making me, because I was, basically, He told me one day on Saturday when I got I got the exact same amount of money again that I received before, which was pretty interesting. But He said, you're going to give half of what you have away, and I'll let you know when. And basically the way the Lord motivated me is I was just in my room, and then all of a sudden I started feeling, like, really bad and everything. And then I felt them be like, it's time for you to go do it now. I want you to do my will. And so once I started following it, then I felt better. And then, yeah, I still don't even I don't even know what the guy needed. All I know is that the Lord wanted me to give it to this certain person, and I don't even know him. And I was talking to Nate and Judy about it too, and basically I was like, you guys should, like, see if God will let you guys know why that guy needed it. And then he just said it was his will. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess that's as much as we're going to know, but at least it was his will. So I'm just happy.
Well, yeah, I gave this lady, I was at Taco Casa today, and God was hounding me about giving this lady some money, and I paid like $5 for like whatever I was buying, and God was like, just tell her to keep the change. And so I did, and I mean, she was like so happy. I've never seen someone that happy in my life, and I mean, God blessed me more out of it than he did her, I'm pretty sure. But she was so funny. She was like, do you want a drink? Do you want anything? Like, are you sure? I was like, I mean, it was like the coolest thing. I was like, wow. So, and let me tell
you,
this is the best burritos I've ever had.
Sponsor plug. You know, but the thing of it is, Luco, you know, you gave somebody something, Katie, and it's not the amount. It doesn't really matter. But what I think about is the joy that my personal joy that I get out of it is not any treasure in heaven, because I do not believe in that everything I do gives me an extra square footage in my mansion, and, you know, but think about how blessed that person is, and they're going to go home and tell that story. Luco, the person you gave the money to, you know, maybe they didn't even need it. Maybe somebody else that they knew needed it, you know, and they were trying to figure out a way to come up with the money to help someone. You know, it doesn't really matter, but they're getting to experience God's love, God's Holy Spirit, through the kind acts that people do from the heart. You know, Katie, that way you made that lady's day. You know, because you know why? Because people don't have the Holy Spirit anymore. A lot of people don't. They go to church or they don't go to church, but either way, they still treat people bad. They're not considerate of other people. They're not trying to treat their neighbors as themselves.
Right.
Yeah, amen.
The interesting thing about that one person is I went up to him, and he didn't even show, like, any emotion at all. It was kind of weird. Like, I mean, I wasn't just expecting him to, like, jump with joy and be like, whoa, wow, wow, we, you know. But I literally, like, told him, you know. I said, you know, the Lord's coming soon. He wanted me to give that to him, and he just said, I believe it. And then that was it.
That's
it,
awesome.
It was a really kind of simple thing, but, yeah.
Wow.
Katie, when are you going to send me some of those tacos from that place?
What now?
When are you going to send me some of those tacos from that place?
Hey, I took a picture of them. They were like the most perfect burritos I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm pretty sure she told him to make them, like, perfect. And, I mean, they were like, I took a picture of them. Like, it was crazy. I've never, because, like, it's restaurant, like, they're always really messy, but, like, it was, like, the funniest thing, so.
That's what I enjoy. I just enjoy that, you know, the people that you get around, it's such a different, you know, you get so used to being in the world. You know, I'm a little older than you guys, and, you know, the world will just chew you up and spit you out. You come at people and being nice, they see you. Who is building a new room in there next to the phone?
I don't know. What is that?
Sorry.
All right, I cut him off. I think that was Bo.
What does Bo do when he calls in? I swear. No, it's just you go out in the world and this place will chew you up. You come out and be nice to a bunch of people, they see you as a target. They see you as a victim waiting to be pounced on. And I'm not saying that all people, but that's what happens. You know, in college, some of you guys are in college age, and they're telling you at the end of college to what? Make connections, right? Because you got to have connections. Well, what they don't tell you is nobody out there it wants to be connected to you so they can give up some of their Kool-Aid to give to you. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. And, you know, you hear that, but you don't know it until you experience it, until you've really worked hard to help someone, and then that person craps on you, you know, and you got to pick yourself up and keep going. And so when the Holy Spirit's there, and you're buying people tacos, and Luco's helping people, and Judy's helping people, and, you know, all this stuff, you know, even just the encouragement to one another. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, you were talking about, you know, how, you know, the text I sent you hit you at a good time today. You know, it's that body of Christ thing. It's that spirit-filled going, you know what, I'm going to, you know, maybe Katie's having a bad day today. You know, maybe I'm going to send her a text and tell her that the Lord loves her. And just that little thing of taking the time to be in, to do things out of love is really what it is. I think it's amazing.
That's why, you know, I think I shared this with you before. One of the big things that I find that is a big problem, which is part of the reason why it took me so long, because, like I said, I was raised in the church, but it took me years and years and years of fighting and struggling, not listening to God, not coming back to God, believing in Him, loving Him, but not walking with Him, you know what I mean? Part of it was because, you know, in the world, you know, I don't know if I've told you guys, I came from, you know, a history of the party lifestyle, of drugs and drinking and partying all the time. But the friends that I had were close friends, you know, they were, you know, it was like, you know, gangsters have, you know, tight connections, you know, they're close and they, you know, and they're care about each other. And that's what the church was always lacking, and still a lot. It's hard to find real, you know, I've been, you know, rededicated for a year and a half, and I still struggle with my home church that I go to. You know, it's like they see me on Sunday, and they're like, hi, Chris, hey, you know, nice to see you. You know, okay, bye. You know, there's no connection. There's no friendship. There's no, hey, I want to give Chris a call. I remember he was struggling over, you know, something, or his daughter was, you know, upsetting him, and, you know, I remember she was going through a lot, and I want to just give him a call or send him a text message saying, you know, take 2 seconds, you know, like you did today, Jason. Just take 2 seconds and say, hey, you know, letting you know that, you know, we're thinking about you, we're friends, we care about each other as, you know, a body of Christ, you know, and that's just so lacking anymore. It's so hard to find.
Speaking of, how's your friend's daughter? Did you get any news update on her?
She's in stable condition, but they still haven't figured out what the problem is. So that's where at least she's stable. You know, she's stable and she's breathing slowly and shallowly. So it's a start. And like you said,
miracles sometimes take a few days.
It took 3 weeks to heal her, you know, but at least she's not going into cardiac arrest anymore.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Luco, what would you tell people that wanted to hear from the Lord? Because I know there's some people in here listening that don't ever call in, that don't ever say anything, that maybe if they listen right now with an open mind.
basically, it's everybody thinks it's like a really complicated, hard thing to do. But the reason they can't hear from God is because they think it's a way too complicated and hard thing to do. you literally just gotta. It's so simple. You just gotta believe that He talks to you, and then you just His words just come to you. I mean, He'll start speaking to you, and then like it'll seem like the words are coming out of nothing, and people are like,
Luco,
"Oh, that's just my mind
Luco,
thinking."
Sorry to interrupt you, but can we pray for my friend Tom real fast, because I'm trying to get him to go to church with me, and he's really sick, and I don't know if he's saved or not, and God's really put him on my heart. So can we pray for him so maybe he'll go to church with me tonight?
Yeah, I'll pray. Dear Lord, come before you now. We want to talk to you about Katie's friend Tom. We ask that you would allow him to somehow get to know you, Lord, whether it's at home or at church. Even if he can't go to church, Lord, we ask that you still reveal yourself to him and that you really convict him and really make him want to make that change, Lord. And if he can't make it to church, if it's your will, then so be it, Lord. Either way, please allow him to see you for who you are, Lord. In your name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen, brother.
All right. So, anyways, about hearing God, everybody, it's kindergarten class. Like, Judy wasn't kidding when it's kindergarten class. It's that simple. All you got to do is believe what you hear in your mind. As long as, it's common sense. You'd be able to tell if God would say a certain thing to you or not. For example, if God said, I want you to go get naked and bounce on your roof or something, I'm like, okay, I know that's not of God. But for example, if God says, you know, hey, I'm always with you, I love you, and all this stuff, I mean, you know it's him. And then once you believe it, if he tells you to do something or something, for example, he says, I want you to go talk to that person or whatever, and then you like just follow his voice like all the time, you'll know it's him because he'll show you that it's him. You just got to take that step in faith at the very beginning when you don't really understand everything. And it'll seem really weird, like, oh, I feel like I'm talking to myself, or I feel like, you know, it's just my mind going, you know, wacko. No, it's not. That's why so many people don't hear from him, because they think that they're not. But in reality, they always are. It's just they discard his voice. And it really is that simple. I mean, God wants to talk to everybody. He doesn't just choose a select few that he wants to talk to. I mean, it's literally anybody who believes it. Because without faith, you can't do anything. So if you, it's really that simple. So everybody can hear from God. I mean, everybody, for example, you know, little John and everything, everybody thinks like, wow, I wish I heard from God like John and everything. You see, you can hear from God like John. Anybody can. So... that's all I have to say.
Tell him, Luco. Luco, guys, Luco, you're what, 18? You're not going to turn 19, but you're eight. You know, almost 19 years old. Hasn't been a. You became a Christian when? November.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and so I'm not trying to speak for him, but you know, you know, I don't think that Luco probably lived the best life and was this perfect person, and God loved him because he was just this most amazing person. He just became a Christian, and he didn't limit God's ability. He didn't limit the power of the Lord Jesus speaking to him through the Holy Spirit. You know, he spoke to me privately about some pretty amazing things, but what he says is true. When you start hearing that voice that tells you, hey, just go for a walk, or hey, pick up the phone and call this person, just do it. Stop trying to keep control of it and stop dismissing things. Just go with the flow.
And that's especially how you know it's from God, if it's something that you don't want to do but you know is the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like eventually when you get used to hearing him and you recognize his voice, he'll have you just do things to test your faith. Like, you can, like, he's made me do some things just by myself that, like, when if a normal person looked at me, they'd be like, what in the world is that guy doing? Why is he doing that? He's crazy. I'm not even kidding. I've done some pretty weird things. I haven't told a lot of people. But,
you told me.
Yeah, Katie knows the most awkward one. But I'll tell you later, Jason. It's pretty funny. But basically,
I look forward to it.
Yeah. See, it's really fun, honestly. Like, it's like a giant adventure. Like, God tells you, I want you to go out and, you know, do this. And then he guides you each step of the way, you know, just to test your faith. And you get majorly blessed, because I did this bizarre thing. And that night, he's like, you'll be majorly blessed. And I was like, you know, okay. And the next day, my parents just give me this check for, like, a lot of money. And they normally don't even do anything. I'm usually having to, like, work for $5 just to go somewhere, you know. And they just give me this check the next day, and it just, like, completely blew my mind, because it was the same amount that some other person gave to me, and then I gave half that amount that I had to that one person. So, like, it's seriously like a really giant adventure, and he guides you step by step. And then it's, like, it blows my mind seeing all the stuff that he's done when I've only been really – following him for such a short time. It feels like forever. So anybody can have that. I mean, all of you guys can have that. So,
yeah, it takes some
there,
faith.
My rant is done.
No, it's Luke. I didn't want to interject because I have a problem with doing that. I cut Dustin off all the time in the morning by accident. but, you know, I've always wanted to be able to speak in tongues, and I wanted to since I was 15. Now, I fell away and did a bunch of stupid stuff in my life, so it's not like I prayed every day to ask for it. But this morning, we're all talking on the radio show, and I was just like, you know, hey, you know, guys, I think that somebody had said something about everybody can do it. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't do it, but God speaks to me. You know, Jesus has spoken to me. You know, he fills me with the Holy Spirit. And it's like, you know what, I'm satisfied with that. I'm not going to keep asking for more stuff. They're like, oh, no, Jason, everybody can do it. And literally before we were off the phone, I could hear myself doing it in the spirit. I get off the show, go out, and I'm speaking in tongues. So, I mean,
amen.
You know, when Luco's talking about faith, you know, you want to hear from God, you want to speak in tongues, just give up trying to think that you're in control of it and just let it go. You're going to be close to God.
I actually had, and I used to be the same way, Jason. I had this problem with, when I was a kid, I spoke in tongues. When I was young, I was, I think, 10, and I was at a really, really anointed summer Bible camp that was, you know, a really Holy Ghost-filled summer Bible camp. And I went for, you know, each summer for 2 weeks, and I went, and this, I mean, they had kids, the kids led the worship, the kids were, you know, speaking in tongues at an altar call, you know, just really anointed people from all over the country would go to West Virginia for this Bible camp that was really anointed. And I was slain in the spirit, and I didn't even realize it. I didn't know I was speaking in tongues. I had no idea what happened. I thought I kind of blacked out. And I got shown a videotape of myself speaking in tongues and laying on my back, slain in the spirit. And I was like, wow. So as an adult, when I came back to God, I didn't speak in tongues for the longest time because I was like, if it's not that slain in the spirit where I don't know that it's me speaking, then it's not really speaking in tongues. And I would always just not do it. And then I had somebody phrase it to me like this. They said, you know what? When you're speaking in tongues, you're praying, because when you do it yourself and you're speaking in tongues, but you know that you're speaking, you're not slain in the spirit, you're not in that in-depth prayer, but you're praying what God wants you to pray. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying through you. So all the things that you don't know how to put into words, he's putting into words for you, and that's what you're doing. And that's when I broke loose and I started doing that. And I had a pastor tell me that if you want to unlock the calling of God in your life, because I really struggled on, Lord, what do you want me to do? I gave my life to you. Do you want me to be a preacher? Do you want me to be a missionary? Do you want me to be, you know, what do you want me to do? I just want to do something for you. And I couldn't figure out how to unlock the calling. And I went to see a guest speaker at a church that wasn't even my home church. And he says, and my buddy and I just told me, you have to be there. God's telling me you have to come to this. So I went, and it's him giving a sermon on how to unlock the calling of God in your life. And he says, just read, pray, and do. He says, pray in the spirit, pray in tongues. He says, I don't even prepare sermons sometimes. I'll go in and I'll spend 20 minutes just praying in tongues, and then I will go out, preach a sermon, nothing's prepared, and I'm just preaching what came to me and the interpretation of what came to me in speaking in the spirit. And I was like, okay, I get the point, Lord. You want me praying in tongues? I get it.
Is that Bo again? Is Bo unmuted?
No, that's my son putting dishes away and making a racket.
Okay. Is that Zach?
Yeah.
Tell Zach we all said hi.
Zach, everybody says hi.
All right,
he says hi.
No, that's pretty cool though, what you were saying about how you just like prayed in tongues for like 20 minutes and then got a sermon out of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that's you know, just, it's just, you know, a lot of times you just, I mean, it's just, and sometimes you're like, I'll even, when I'm praying, I'll pray in tongues and people get confused because they're, you know, I'll be praying in tongues and then I'll start praying in English and then I'll pray in tongues some more and then I'll pray in, you know, normal English, then I'll pray in tongues, and people are like, you know, what are you doing? You know, and I'm like, well, I had somebody tell me, well, he's interpreting his own tongues, you know, that's what, you know, he's praying that in the spirit, and then he, you know, she says he's praying in the spirit, and then he's interpreting his own prayers, you know, and it's just, it's more power, I feel more powerful and more anointing on me when I do it that way, you know,
hey,
it feels like it's coming from him, not me.
Hey, Katie, can you unmute Bo? He just texted me and said he's trying to say something.
All right, yeah. All right.
This morning I was laying in bed right before I had to get up for class or whatever, and I was just praying. I was like, God, just show me something today. And then all of a sudden I felt my body just kind of like lift up, and I was like, all right, this is weird. I have my dog laying right next to me. This is kind of odd. And then I kind of fell asleep or whatever, and I felt like I was talking in tongues or something, or at least my spirit was, and like I could feel it, and it was almost like a calm, cool feeling. It was kind of strange, but I just kind of woke up. I was like, what just happened? And I just had this feeling like I just said something, and I rolled over and looked at my dog, and he was looking at me like really funny and creepy. I was like, all right, I must have said something that didn't make sense. And I guess that's what tongues is. I mean, I just felt like I was talking in tongues. And sometimes, like, one time back praying with Katie a long time ago, we were praying one night, and I felt like I had said them in tongues and said something wrong. Like, it was like the goofiest feeling, but it was kind of like a calming feeling. Did anybody else feel that?
When you say that you said something wrong?
Yeah, like I felt like not like a bad wrong, like almost like something that, like almost like gibberish. You felt like you talked gibberish, but you're not exactly sure if it was tongues or gibberish.
I went through the same thing because I've done it so much today, and it's like, sorry, I was laughing about something. I was messing with Judy. It seems weird because I felt kind of silly because it's like a mix of, like, there's a hint of Chinese to it, there's a hint of Hebrew to it, there's a hint of Italian to it. It's very
yeah.
strange. You kind of second guess yourself, but.
Yeah, I was like, and there's a hint of English to it, too. You're like, you'll be in the middle of a word, and it'll start, and you're like, what did I just say? Like, I've had that feeling before several times.
I think I just experienced my first speaking in tongues, like, ever.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Like, just now?
Yeah, like I had the phone on mute and I was speaking in tongues, and that was so cool because after I was like done, like Jason or someone said, like, yeah, it's kind of like a mixture of Chinese and Hebrew and all that, and I was like, whoa, that's exactly what I was thinking when he said that. So
confirmation.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Well, it's funny. Me and Sarah, we'll be on the phone, and we'll like tell each other what each other said. It's pretty funny. Like, I like to call it telephone with God. we both, like, ask God a question, then we get the same answer. It's pretty funny.
You know, I was on the phone with Servo one time, and I thought I heard her speak in Hebrew, or not Hebrew, but tongues, and I was just kind of like, huh? It was like, what did you say? And she said it again. I was like, all right, I'm lost here. I don't understand what you're saying. It was almost like she was speaking in tongues to me, and I just didn't understand.
And it's also the fact that you can't hear very well.
Hush, I can hear very well.
No, Bo.
Now, children.
Yeah, I can. But, yeah.
Jason, did you say your diapers have cool stuff on them?
Yeah, because Judy's been making fun of me all day because we've been talking about laughing so hard and all this stuff, you're going to crap your pants. So that's where the diaper joke keeps coming from. And so, and Judy was telling everybody today it was my birthday in the morning show and that I was turning 14 today. And so, yeah, it's been an ongoing battle. A good one.
My birthday actually is Saturday, so I'll be turning big 26, and that's a bad thing.
Happy birthday, Bo.
Thanks. I wish I was 26 years younger instead of 26 years older. So I wish I was getting. I wish it was going the other way around. You know.
We did kind of rip Judy apart though last night, so I guess we did have it coming. But I actually owed her one for mocking me in her new personality.
Oh, she's a good one. I haven't got to see her do his video where she says she basically comes out of the closet. I felt bad because I didn't get to see it.
Oh, my gosh. Did you really just say that, Jace?
Yeah.
That's what she said in the video.
Said she comes out of the closet,
It just sounds so funny.
I keep trying to find different videos of what I figure she looks like and stuff like that, which I'm having a lot of fun with. But we also know that she's got multiple personality disorders and whatnot, and it's going to be hard to narrow it down. Hey, Katie, I'm going to switch out and log into that.
All right, sweet. Thanks.
So what is Katie leaving?
You have a stalker, Katie.
I don't know. Yeah, Bo's stalking you, Katie.
Not stalking anybody.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, you don't know
stalker.
Me.
Hey,
stalker.
I'm just kidding,
talk.
Man.
I know, but still. It just doesn't sound right.
He's just teasing, bud.
Y'all have to understand.
Let's be a little more
lighthearted,
okay?
Are you getting cracked out over there, Katie?
Yeah, I really am. I'm like, I have a whole all over me right now.
What?
Yeah, dude, okay, it's so creepy, guys. Okay, so basically I've been, like, dealing with a lot of, like, demonic attacks because the Lord's teaching me how to rebuke them all the time. He even said that, so I know it's for sure. But I came home today. And my garage door, like my door in the laundry room that goes into my garage was like wide open. And it was like, it's a really thick door and it doesn't open. Like it's a pretty sturdy door. So I was like, that's weird. It opens. So I like walked out there because I had to get a sandwich anyway. And then, so I was just for kicks. I was like, now I'm just going to rebuke whatever's in here just in case, because I mean, if it's opening doors, that's kind of creepy. So I rebuked it and then went back inside. I wasn't scared at all. And then I talked to Sarabelle on the phone because she talks to God too and everything. And apparently, yeah, it actually was a demon that opened the door.
That's
so
creepy. I
thought that was kind of trippy. Yeah.
How do you deal with that stuff, bud? Because,
I've
been scared.
By the grace of God, Jason. By the grace of God is how I deal with it.
I've been afraid of that stuff since I was a kid, brother. I've been afraid of that stuff since I was a kid, and I am not kidding, guys.
Oh, trust me.
I've been in a ton of fights.
Wait,
I'm a tough guy.
Yeah.
I'm a tough guy. I've been in lots of fights in my life. I ain't afraid of nothing. I mean, I used to collect checks at businesses, going door-to-door, collect money and stuff. I mean, not like I'm trying to come off as being a tough guy, but until my mid-20s, I seriously slept with the lights on if I was sleeping by myself. I mean, I've been afraid of this stuff my whole life.
I still do that.
All right. No, but Jason, I was kind of the same way. Like, I was like, I hated like anything demonic, and basically I was just sitting in my room and everything, and I would, because the Lord actually said He's trying to teach me, I guess, spiritual warfare and everything. So for the last few days, I've been going against like an onslaught, basically. But I'd be in my room one night, and I was just looking, because I see, like, the angel dots all over the place, too. And then, like, you see the angel dots, and then all of a sudden, sometimes you even see, like, the demon ones. And this one was, like, the size of a golf ball, and it was, like, pure black. And I was like, Lord, is that a demon? He's like, yeah, and so I rebuked it. And then it just, like, went away. But, yeah, once you actually see him, it's pretty weird. But I'm not afraid of him anymore. It's just, they're just annoying.
I'll tell you one thing that happened to me last night. I was watching the, I signed off the radio show last night a little bit early so I could go watch the creation versus evolution debate with Bill Nye and Ken Ham. And every, like, 10 minutes of the freaking thing, it was, like, pause. It would come on and say, YouTube has an error. And I'm sitting there thinking, I rebuke you, computer, get away. I kept rebuking Satan. I was so mad by the end of the program, I was about to throw my computer off the balcony. I mean, I was mad because it was like every time I rebuked Satan to get out of the computer so I could watch something about God, see somebody tear apart an evolutionist because and preach the Bible, it seemed like he would enter the computer once more, didn't want me to hear it. So I just kept getting entered, just refreshing the page as much as I could just to watch that thing. But I don't know if y'all ever got to watch it, but it was actually really, really awesome because Bill, every time somebody would, like, ask a question about what he thought of the Bible or try to disprove the Bible, he would just kind of, like, say, I don't know. I really don't know. It's like, all right, well, how do you not know? We have proof of the Bible right here. You know, I mean, and proof of creation rather than something evolving. You know what I mean? It was just kind of, it was awesome because you could see God just pulling at Bill Nye, like, you got to know me. I'm the one that created you. How do you not believe this? I mean, it was so in his face, it was unbelievable. So, I don't know. It's still on YouTube if you want to watch it.
Yeah, I actually plan on watching it. I told it was a pretty low-key debate compared to one the other ones that really get out there. They said they didn't let either side get heated.
Yeah, it was well worth watching.
Judy's doing another countdown in the chat room because she's apparently getting raptured.
Watch it actually be right this time.
Really, what's the countdown?
That? She does a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, poof, in the count in the chat room.
Everybody fired on Jason.
Yeah, that's her last promotion.
Hey, y'all should go back and watch Hades End Times newscast where we pushed her out. It was actually kind of funny. I went back and watched it yesterday and just could not stop laughing. But that's where the whole poop joke came from.
I miss those, like, End Time News videos. They always look so professional.
Well, that's because I ran them through either Premiere Pro or iMovie. So.
That's cool. Just so you know, anybody that's out there listening, if you want to call in and share a story, please do. Actually, I'm going to post the call-in number again. And whoever is walking around in a construction zone...
I'm not in a construction zone. I'm in a gas station. Okay, how do you get some Bean Street coffee? I'm addicted to this stuff. Right before church, you know?
Well, I hear you.
So, no, earlier when y'all had to mute me, I was actually trying to unhitch my boat trailer. My boat trailer got stuck to my ball.
Got stuck to your what?
To my hitch.
Oh.
It got stuck to my hitch, so I had to step on the truck just to get it to undo.
It's tough.
So, yeah, it's cold weather. That's what cold weather will do to metal. You don't get the grease properly. But yeah, anybody want to call in? This is actually an exciting show.
Yeah, apparently my number is 1-800-GO-LUCO. So all you guys want to call me up, that's what you call.
Is it really 1-800-GO-LUCO?
Yeah, look at Judy said it. I mean, so you know,
Judy
right.
said it as law.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh my gosh, you really are in a construction zone.
No, I'm not. Oh, I just shocked myself with my phone charger. But no, I'm not a construction zone. Sorry, I might look like a construction worker, but I'm not at a construction zone.
I gotcha. So who do we get still on the line? I know that Chris, you're still on the line. I'm sure Leah's still here. Is that right?
And Stacy.
And Stacy.
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. We listen.
We're giggling.
Yeah.
He's all gone on three legs.
Jason, don't feel
What's
bad.
Up, Stacy?
I sleep in the dark when my husband's not around. I sleep in the light, I mean. So don't feel bad. And Leah does stuff.
I've never had any personal experiences. I mean, I've seen some weird stuff or whatnot, but I've never, and I don't like talking about this stuff because it seems like it goes down a dark path. But Luco, he's walked around seeing this stuff, and he's just like, oh yeah, go away in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, I'm gonna give me something to drink here now. I'd be
that's
sitting
pretty
in
much
corner,
what
rocking,
I did.
Back
I just went
crying.
I just was getting my sandwich, and I had to go out in the garage, and I went to the garage, and the door was open already, and I was like, oh, well, I'm hungry.
Can't stop eating.
Yeah, but no, seriously, like Judy just wrote in the thing about lots of angels. Seriously, guys, if you talk about your angels and, like, stuff, they will, like, start, like, popping all over the place. It's pretty funny. Zach Wilkinson and some other people, they're actually talking to angels. They actually get to talk to angels. It's almost the same concept as talking to God. I can only talk to one of them occasionally because I have to ask the Lord to do it. But, like, Zach, he'll talk to all these different angels and everything. And apparently you can draw stuff for him. And God will, like, manifest what you draw. Like, for example, you drew one of your angels, like, a sword. It sounds kind of, like, childish, but it's actually pretty cool. And they really like it because if you draw stuff for them, God will allow them to actually use that. And you'll start seeing, like, the dots flying all over your room and stuff. And Carter, he actually prayed for, like, a confirmation on all this angel stuff that was going on. And, like, the video he made that day, there was an angel that was moving around in his back seat. And so they really, angels can be really active if you interact with them. It's kind of like, you know how when people say you open up the door to demonic activity by, like, being involved with demonic stuff? It's kind of the same concept. If you, like, you open the door to angelic activity by interacting with angels, and then you start seeing them everywhere. So it's pretty funny. And you'll find feathers and stuff, too. But, yeah.
You know something, Luco? I actually found a feather the other day, and I must have a really, really, really tiny angel because his feather was
less than half an inch. It was more like a quarter inch long.
I totally know what you mean, dude. Because one of my angels, one of my angels actually, he likes to like mess with me. Like 3 days ago, he told me he hit a feather in my room, and I was like, "What in the world?" And because they can talk to like any other people, say like know him by name, you know. And I was like, "Okay, tell God to tell Zach a hint on where the feather is." And so I texted Zach, and Zach's like, "Yeah, it's underneath something on the floor." And I was like, "Well, this is not going to be easy to find." And then, so basically, I found it today, and it was super, super tiny. And apparently, my angel was having a kick out of me trying to find it because it was so tiny. But now he said I'll actually find a legitimate one later. But yeah, first they like to mess with you sometimes.
Yeah, mine was like white, silky. And it was just kind of, it was so small, I could fit it on the tip of my finger. And I was just kind of like, all right, so what am I going to do with this? I mean, it's so small. And what did it come off of? Is there really an angel that small?
There's angels that are like 2 feet tall, and there's angels that are 20 feet tall.
Well, this come off something that's less than a centimeter.
1 second, guys. You got 925 that just came on the line. I don't know if they need to share, if they're just here to listen.
Yeah. Angel dots, brother. Amen. Angel dots, man.
Angel dots. There's also demon dots, but those are annoying. So.
All right. So angels, billions of them all around us, and we cannot see them because they are covered with a bubble, a circular sphere that covers and light bends around it, and they're in a different realm. However, God allows some people to see them, and they move around, up and down, they fly, some of them by themselves, some in formation. So it's kind of funny when I hear people say angel dots.
Yeah. No, seriously, though. They're really funny. They can't read our minds and everything, so they actually are pretty curious about us, you know? And they actually do get really happy when you try to interact with them and everything.
Are you sure they cannot read your mind?
Demons cannot read your mind. Angels cannot read your mind.
Actually,
they can put thoughts in your mind, but angels cannot read your mind.
If you read the book of Genesis, you will see that angels were able to read the mind of Abraham's wife, Sarah, when they were talking, and God promised that God promised to Abraham that Abraham was going to have a kid. So I know from my own personal experience that your guardian angel, and this
guys, I'm going to get up out of here. I'll talk to y'all later.
This is from my experience. I know mine can know every emotion, every feeling, every thought, you know, like, They exist in a realm beyond thought, beyond emotion, beyond the physical limitations that we have. You know, they're on a whole other realm. So, but the amazing thing is that you know they're there. Being an angel is the most unappreciated job in the world. They're there with you. They have to look at all the stupid stuff you do from when you're young and growing up. They have to watch you make all your mistakes, and then when you finally realize, oh my gosh, I have a helper. I have someone God provided for me. Of course they're going to be happy. They've been waiting 10, 12, 13, 20, 30 years for you to have your eyes opened and to be awakened to God's working out through them.
Yeah, but once you guys get to the point where you can talk to God and he tells you things and everything, make sure you never put, like, anything above God, but it's also interesting to look at, like, angels and stuff. I know some people that are just focused completely on angels and not God, so don't do that. But once you actually can talk to God and he tells you all these things, ask him about your angels, and he'll basically, like, let you know things. Like, for example, I think I have 6 with me right now, but my dad has 32, and Judy has 46, but Yeah, like, he'll let you know lots of things about him. It's pretty fun.
How many angels do I got, Luco?
I'll ask him.
You never even ask. You never even ask.
Well, you're the one who freaked out about the spiritual realm, so. All right.
Like,
I'll ask him one.
You got one. That's why you're scared all the time.
I think he just told me you have 18. You have like 18.
That's good.
Jason.
Tell him to send.
Yeah, but Jason,
tell him to send another 18.
Your angels wear diapers, Jason. So.
Yeah. Your angels are those little like Toyota or Honda angels with the little bows, and they're like little babies, and they have like a key. You know what I'm talking about? Those are your angels, Jason.
Huh. Well, I got a little touch it down syndrome. They're not very helpful to me. That's good. You know.
It's good that you're okay with it, though.
Yeah. No, it's neat because, like, when, I don't know if this was yesterday's morning or should I get all the shows confused now, but, you know, I've seen these white streaks and stuff like that that don't actually light up the room, and my wife's seen them too, and, you know, I see these white dots, and I'll be sitting here at my, I got an office here in my home, and I'll be sitting here and looking at the computer screens, and just out of the corner of my eye, I'll see something streak by, and it's happened so much lately, you just can't ignore it. And I'm not afraid of it. I know it's something good. But it's to me, it's amazing how the frequency that you do see it. Like,
yeah,
I will say that
so
I am
funny,
here to try to communicate with angels. I'll tell you that. I'll be like, hey, angels, can we talk? And then something will say, get out. And I'll be like, okay, never mind.
No, but
Hold up. How many of y'all have streetlights going on and off everywhere you go when you drive around and go out?
Hey, now that you mention it, I'm not even kidding. A few weeks ago, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was on a walk at night, and I was walking through a neighborhood. And at least three different streetlights, they were on at night, okay? And I walked by them, and then they turned off. And I was like, that's weird. Usually they're supposed to be on so we can see at night, but okay. And I walked in, and it happened again at this other one. And then I turned around to come back, and that street light that turned off before was on again. And I walked by it again, and it turns off again. And I'm just like, I don't get it. Wait, so what does that mean?
Yeah.
The spirit of death is following Luco.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper is, like, following me, apparently.
It's just one of those ways, I believe, that they let you know, hey, we're here, we're watching, you know.
Oh.
Because, I mean,
yeah,
started
there's
with
been...
me a long time ago, and... It's just ridiculous, you know, and it happens to a lot of believers, you know. Angels are always trying to remind you they're there. So.
If anything, I would have thought it was like a demon turning the light off when I walked by it. I was like, that's kind of creepy, honestly, like streetlights turning off and you walk by them at night. But I'll take angels over demons any day, so thank you.
I just can't believe you're that cool about it, man, because I'd be crying. Be
like, oh, trust me, I hate them, like. At first, I was really freaked out, but then I realized, like, because the Lord, he told me one time, he's like, there'll be more tomorrow, and I was like, okay, but he's like, you'll be ready, though, I'm like, okay, you know, and they actually followed me home after I gave away that money. I had 5 follow me home, and I was already in my room after I got home, and I just sat there, and then you just feel the heavy, just, like, attack coming, like, I had nothing at all to be upset about. I was just, like, feeling it, like, enduring it. I was like, this sucks. And then when I thought it couldn't get any worse, my dad, like, came home from work early, and he thinks I'm chemically unbalanced and unstable. And so basically he comes, and apparently he had one with him. And so I had a total of 6 that one day, and it was horrible. But eventually got through it and everything. But basically, yeah, ever since then, I stopped being afraid of them. I started hating them. So every time I feel their presence, I instantly just start rebuking at it, and I start chewing it out, and it leaves. because apparently demons go for people that are being very spiritually productive. I'm not saying I'm like being like super spiritually productive, and I'm all that. I'm just saying.
Quit bragging, Luco.
They're not gonna go for someone who's not a threat. You know, like what causes the tension with a demonic attack is you're going against the attack. If you're going along with what the demon wants you to do, you're not going to feel anything because, I mean, you're already on the demon's side, basically. You're doing what it wants you to do. But if you're resisting it, that's when it really sucks. So.
Yeah, I've had the actual personal feelings of I've had oppression and stuff, and I know when it's happening, you know. But it's usually when I'm going to do something for somebody that, you know, the enemy's trying to keep me from doing it. But it's amazing how quick, and I've, you know, the first time I really recognized it, and I was like, Lord, you know, why are you, what's going on? And he just told me, he goes, you're getting attacked. I mean, it was real simple.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, and as soon as he said it, I felt relief because I was like, oh, now I know what it is.
Yeah, like I was even lately, like yesterday, I was talking trash to him. I told one of my angels to tickle one of them. I was like, because I know one of my angels, his name's Leaf. I was like, Leaf, can you tickle one of them? And like instantly, I just started feeling better because they, if you start talking trash to them, in like a holy way, you know, you're not challenging it or anything. You're just like basically making it realize that you're not scared at all. It totally kills the point of what it's trying to do, and it makes you feel better. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting how it all works. But, yeah, it's scary at first, you know. Like even for a lot of people, I mean, it's still really scary. But once you know how to deal with them, it becomes a lot easier. And it's not really a fear thing. It's just like I don't want to feel bad anymore type of thing. So.
I gotcha. Guys, we got a little less than 30 minutes left in the show. So, again, I want to encourage anybody. I see Buckley Smith is here in the old chat room. Looking for a new rapture date because I know he's excited about it. Actually, he's a good guy, so don't make fun of him. But, guys, anybody that wants to call in or anybody that's already still on the line that has a story to share or doesn't look like we got Sherry tonight, and she's always a blessing. And just as I say it, someone calleth.
819.
We've got to get
some fresh
blood in here,
that's for sure. Yeah, 819. You know, they need to start calling it the Jason and Chris Chat All Night Show.
What was that, 819?
This is Rena Angel. How are you guys?
Hello.
Good
evening to you.
I heard you were talking about Angel. Last time I had a dream about, like, fireballs falling behind my house. And then my daughter, the one who's 10, she gets scared. And we put our knees on the floor to pray. And next thing I see, there's a fireball who's coming through my womb window. I said, oh, no, Lord. And the fireball wasn't a fireball. It was an angel who came through the door to protect us against the fireball who was falling down there. I said, when Luca was talking about the angel, I said, no, I have to share that because I see the angel. He came and he stand in the corner of my room. Since then, the girls, when they come into my room, they like playing with the angel, like talking with him. Like, we can't see it. They can't answer us, but we know he's there. That's what I want to share.
No, it's very good. You know, it gets kind of uncomfortable, some of these conversations. I like sharing some of this stuff, but it almost makes me worry about the people that are listening. I don't want anybody to get spooked or start worrying. And, you know, Luco's path that the Lord has him on right now is for a very specific reason. It's not like he's done anything wrong. you know, the reason what Luco's experienced is because what the Lord was preparing him for. But I just don't want anybody getting spooked and sleeping with the lights on and you know, and stuff like that, but yeah.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, I mean, okay, the Lord is purpose, he's allowing this to happen to me specifically for a certain reason, so not everybody's just going to have, you know, demons attacking them all day, so don't be freaked out about
that. No, it's a demon, I never see demon, but I see an angel. I never see demon,
yeah.
And I don't want to see them too.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Lord won't allow you to see anything that you're not ready or you really just don't want to see, so.
I remember I used to have vision about, like, car, accident. One day I was standing in my room with my daughter, and I see, like, two planes who's crashing in the sky. I said, whoa, Lord, please. No, I don't want that. Please take it away. I never have this vision anymore because my heart couldn't take it because I know when the rapture, that's going to happen. I know he was preparing me for that, But I can't take it. I asked him to take it away. And I never had those visions.
Yeah. Jason, they're not exactly pleasant, you know.
Hey, it's Stacy. I was not going through a lot of the experience that I've had in the past. And is it Luca that's going through a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was 10 years ago, I went through a lot of stuff, similar to what you went through, or probably even more. But you know what kept me going? Because I was able to see with my physical eyes both. We have so much angels that is protecting us. We are, like, so surrounded by angels.
Mm-hmm.
And we are well protected, and that's what really kept me going to the fact. And I literally slept in my Bible, and I didn't sleep for like almost 7 days at one time. But God was just preparing me for whatever He was preparing me for. Now I just the blood of Jesus, I rebuke them and keep it going when I'm at work. I the anointing. If I'm in my office and I start praying, the whole room gets really, really bright. I know specifically that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world, and that's what people have to realize, that God is greater in us. And He has His angels. When He said He gives His angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, He does. And I specifically, we are so boxed in. We are boxed in. I literally saw, like, the angels, the enemy was trying to, like, come up around me, and I literally see the angels just came around and just boxed me in. And we're well protected, and whatever God is doing in you, it's for His purpose, and He's going to use you in that area where, I don't know how, but I'm not scared of it anymore. I know I have the power of God in me, and I know there's a whole lot of angels around. And believe me, when I'm ready, I take the anointing on and I go through my whole entire house. I anoint everything, every life.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's also a lot. It makes you feel a lot better when you actually get to know them too. Like, I know all six of them that are with me. I know their names. I know how tall they are. It's kind of like you're making friends with them. I mean, it sounds kind of weird saying that, but. It just makes the atmosphere like happier in a way. So,
and it's basically knowing that it's just we don't see the spiritual realm, but there's a whole world around us, spiritual realm around us, and God's children got to know that we have the power. When we have Christ in us, we have so much power. You say the name of Jesus, or the blood of Jesus, those demons flee in a split second. You just got to know that. I do still sleep in the light once in a while if my husband's not around. And the reason why, because I don't like to be in total darkness. And I literally hear myself in my sleep rebuking the enemy in my sleep. And I don't even know. Yeah. Why my husband will be like, I heard you rebuking the enemy. And I didn't even know that.
Yeah, a couple nights ago, basically, this is kind of a weird story, but the Lord was having me endure attack, and even though I would rebuke it, it wouldn't leave, and I had to wait until He told me to rebuke it. So it was pretty hard. I was just like, I was laying on my bed, you know. I was just, like, talking to God and everything, and He's like, this is making you stronger. You need to learn how to endure this and, you know, still be able to, you know, function properly and all this stuff. And I call it spiritual workout sessions. But that's pretty much what He was doing with me. But I'm telling you, though, when he finally said, okay, tell it to leave, I literally, like, I chewed those demons out big time. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And then instantly I just felt way better. It was like, oh, the relief is so great.
But I think He's really building up your discernment, because I have people that comes into my office, and especially when they said that they had mental health, for some reason, they'll come in there and they'll start getting antsy, and I know I feel it in my head, and I'll feel that I can discern them, and I'll be doing what I need to do, and I'll be in my heart just praying the blood of Jesus and just praying and just rebuking the enemy. And once they leave my office, I'm like, you all need to get out of here now. And I open my door literally and throw them out. I'm like, in the name of Jesus, you don't belong in here. You got to go. In Jesus' name.
Yeah. It's funny how, like, ridiculously powerful we are over them. All we have to do is just say something in Jesus' name, and they have to listen, you know.
They have to flee. And that's what happens. So many people don't know that, and that's what the enemy does. He tries to let people know that they don't have power, and they don't realize that we have so, when in the name of Jesus, it's so powerful, and we have so much power over them in Jesus' name. And when you see the blood and cover yourself with the blood of Jesus, there's some places, like when I pray for my kids every night. I cover, because they'll wake up and say, Mommy, I have nightmares. And I'll go in there and I lay hands on them, and I see the blood of Jesus over their dreams, over them. I see the blood of Jesus over my home, over even the atmosphere of where I live. I see the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere where I live. Because there's so much power in the name of Jesus, and we have so much power over these crony little stuff, but it's like a magician. They make themselves look like they're more powerful because they try to trick. That's what they're doing, tricking the universe.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys already do this, but if you lately I've been rebuking in tongues, and that's like magic. Imagine, like, you know how tongues is kind of like the perfect prayer. Imagine the perfect rebuke. Those things are just out of there. So I'm learning all these, he's teaching me all these different techniques on how to work while I'm being attacked, and also how to just get rid of him as fast as possible. It's been quite the experience, but I'm not going to lie, it has sucked quite a bit.
In the beginning, it was really, really hard. It was really hard. And he had to do it for me because I was always a scaredy cat. I was a scaredy cat, and he had to let me know that, Stacy, I got you. I have you in the palm of my hand. I remember one night I closed my eyes, and I literally saw an angel, like, come, literally came down. And I knew it was an angel, but it came down so fast that I started to scream. But, he was doing it because he wanted to get that. He was doing it for me personally because I was scared of my own shadow. And no, I'm not. I mean, at times they're gonna still try to come around. But once you know that the blood of Jesus, and you don't even have to do it out loud. You be talking to somebody, because somebody be coming in your direction. You just have to do it under your breath, do it in your mind. Just see the blood of Jesus, just pray in the spirit, and There is so much power in the name of Jesus. So whoever is out there and is fearful going through, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, just pray the prayer and just know that God has you well covered. We are so well sealed in the name of Jesus, because if God didn't have us covered in this world, they would destroy us. And we are so well covered.
Yeah, if you think about it, if demons didn't have any restrictions, even when we are getting a really severe attack, it's actually very, very mild compared to what the demon wants to actually do, you know? Because we only get as much as, he doesn't give us anything we can't handle if we have him, you know? And so I'm just thinking, like, during the tribulation and all that, I mean, they're going to be doing stuff full on, and it's going to be horrible.
That's the thing. I think they're going to literally manifest themselves, and that's why get on board. Get on board now, because the restrictor, the Holy Spirit, is the restrictor is going to be taken out, and the enemy is going to have, they're going to have their full reign. They're really restrained right now. They do their little... It's like the little imps. and they do like a specific stuff, and they try to come in and use depression and use lies and tricks. But once the tribulation starts, or once they're in the tribulation era, it's going to be like hell, literally hell on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Yes. I got sucked into chat.
No, you're not gonna get. You're not freaked out about this conversation, right?
No, not at all. I'm not afraid anymore. That's what's. It's funny because Red X was talking about it in the chat room earlier. She said that, you know, because your fear of what you had is probably likely of something that, you know, it's supposed to be your strength. And I can tell you now that I'm not afraid of any of it. And I've mm-hmm. actually had a couple weird things happen around my house, and it hasn't spooked me not one bit. And I know it was the enemy. And so I'm not afraid anymore. That's what I was saying from the other day, is like after laying hands on my wife and she got filled with the Spirit and stuff like that, I feel so strong in the Lord. And it's a balancing beam for me, you know. I don't want to get cocky. I want to stay as humble as possible, because I think that's the road to success, is staying humble. But,
mm-hmm.
Feeling that strength in the Lord, I mean, it took me from crying every couple of days, feeling bad about stuff I did in my life, to feeling so strong. You know, I can feel him, you know, I can feel his presence on me every day. You know, I can speak in tongues today. He speaks to me. He pours out his Spirit. I get to transfer to other people. I get to bless other people. And it's just, you feel his strength getting poured out. You know, you see these people putting messages out about, oh, he's going to pour his Spirit out even more. He's poured his Spirit out against so many people that are, you know, with the open heart, and the open mind, the open eyes, the open soul, And, you know, the message that Katie read earlier, you know, like you stayed with me, you went through all this, you know, and I'm happy to be still sitting here being friends with all of you guys, even though it doesn't make a bit of sense to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I think we got Judy on the line, so I want to make sure she gets a chance to speak before I hang up on her. Judy.
Donna.
Hey.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there? We can hear you.
I know. Just say hello in different voices. Say like a different hello.
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 Hello. That's my least favorite part about doing the radio show, is the mix-up between, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh,
yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Where's me?
Hello?
So what's going on in the West Coast today? I saw you guys had a whole bunch of earthquakes again today, and you came out of the closet.
Yeah, lots of earthquakes, and strange weather and chemtrails, worldwide stuff, you know, UFOs in the sky getting lower. I've noticed that. Right? Luco notices it too, because he's right above me there.
Yeah. Yeah. The red, white, and blue ones are kind of weird.
Yeah,
just recently,
too.
Yeah. They are getting lower.
Why don't you guys pull out your camera and videotape them and upload them to YouTube?
Oh, that's good. It's actually pretty clear where I'm at tonight, so I could probably do that, but
yeah,
still kind of, it's not dark yet, though.
Did you guys check out that video I told you about the UFOs in Egypt by the Red Sea?
The ones that made the pyramids, right?
It looks, it's not like UFOs. I mean, it's actually a guy videotaping in broad daylight two UFOs flying 10 feet above his head. Like, you can make out the engines, the antennas on them, everything. Like, it's just crazy amazing.
Oh, I'll have to check that one out. I think you did mention it, but I
was telling Jason about it last night. It was, I think you were ignoring us, Judy, because we were ripping on you. But
oh, yeah, that's why I called. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
But, yeah, check that out. It's about a 55-second video, and they just, I mean, they show them hovering above this guy's head. He yells, "Oh my gosh!" You know, and pulls out his phone and starts videotaping, and then the two of them fly away and go meet a bunch of white lights further up in the sky. But this is in broad daylight. You can, I mean, four engines, the antennas, it's crazy. It's,
right.
I can't remember
and if you're
the exact
a blood
name of it, but
believer.
It's UFOs in Egypt by the Red Sea, something like that.
Yeah. Cool. If you're a blood-bought believer, they can't abduct you. They really can't. If you're covered by Christ's blood, no, because they are abducting people. They really are. God told John that at the moment, God's taking some, FEMA's taking some, and aliens are taking some. But God's been rapturing people. He started it at Christmas. He can do what he wants. You know, the last shall be first. There's a whole bunch of homeless people missing, and they went. They're up there. They got to go first. Christian homeless people. Not all of them, but some of them are gone. I won't go into too much detail about who I know personally that God took, but trust me, it's real. God is taking people, but so are aliens. If you're a blood-bought believer, they can't touch you, which is why I have so much fun at night now. I go for drives now in the car that was given to me, and I like to look take a closer look at these things, not because I love the devil, but because, you know, and God shows me that as the evil gets closer, you know, we're out of here. So these things are low. They're very low right now in California. On the West Coast, they're red, white, and blue, and they blink. And some of them are just red, and some of them are just straight blue color, and they're getting lower. And I go to a particular place over here because we're basically in the cow country over here, so there's lots of hills. And you can go up higher, and you can really see these things. It's amazing. So I get excited. Can they abduct me? No. They can't touch you if you have the blood of Christ on you.
Well, I live in Kansas where they're too afraid to come by, so.
Well, I was wondering, Jason,
I'm saying,
so you're on
the it's too cold for them.
You're not seeing any of those things in the sky? Jason, really, you're really not seeing them, huh?
No, we never see them.
Seen
I was telling Katie that. I mean, I've watched videos of them and stuff, but I sit out at night looking and looking and looking. I spend all kinds of time outside on my deck, you know, especially in the summertime, just sitting on my deck in prayer and, you know, I'll go out in the field and just get on my knees and pray, and I'll just be staring up into the sky for sometimes hours, and I never see any of them.
Wow.
If I go out
to Pennsylvania, they don't like it here, I guess.
They like it at Cody's place.
If I go out in the country here where you get away from all the city lights and stuff, I've done it, and there's some weird stuff way up there. I've never seen anything that's low. But I mean, I'm not an astronomer. I know that, you know, I don't want to sit there and say, oh, you know, but something that moves extremely quick and it's not a plane, it's way too high for a plane. It's not a satellite, you know, the satellites don't orbit and then change back and, you know, go the other direction.
There's those things. They've actually interacted with me.
the aliens have feet? Tell
the
us.
UFO thing. Yeah, well, I mean, you already know the story. It was like a while ago when I first started seeing them. But the very first night, we were staying up late because we thought Jesus was coming that night. And Katie, she was like, oh, my goodness, look at all the UFOs outside. And then everybody else on the phone started seeing them, too. So I was like, okay. So I'll let go. I went outside. This is the first time one interacted with me. So I was, like, looking around, and I saw one up there, and I started focusing on it. Once I stared at it for a little bit, it all of a sudden turned red. And I just got major chills, and I was like, oh, snap, I'm going back inside. That's kind of creepy. And then the next day, I think, I went and I went outside, and I saw one again. And I was like, oh, yeah, Dad, you have to come look at this. And it was flashing. It was like the bright ones that are flashing really bright. And this one was fairly low already way back then. And once I got my dad to come outside, it wasn't blinking anymore. And I was like, that's so weird. And I was looking at it, and you could see it was, like, kind of cruising around in a way. Like, those things actually move, some of them. So.
Judy, when I said that, you know, I haven't seen anything, you seem very adamant, like, oh, you haven't seen anything? Like, you knew something that...
I think Jason and I get left out because we don't make videos.
Yeah, I can hear you.
That I can be...
I want to be in the chat room and talk at the phone on the phone at the same time, so I just keep making sure I can. I'm here. Am I here?
Okay, Chris.
Jason, I'm just surprised, you know, that you haven't, because they're just everywhere. They're everywhere. I talk to people in different states now, and I have phone numbers of everybody in different states, and they're all seeing them. And sometimes we're all on the same. You know, we're on like five or six of us on the line, and we're all talking about what we're seeing in the sky. So I'm just, I don't know, I'm just surprised that you're not seeing them, because I know that, you know, upon the worldwide rapture, the alien reception is going to come in right away. So they really are stations, and the rapture is seconds away, so they've got to be in your area, Jason. I'm just wondering if they're too high up that you're not seeing them. They look like
stars.
Well,
you know what, I'm thinking, Judy, is, like, I'm pretty sure Jason lives in like, a similar area to where I live. You guys are close to big cities and, you know, around, you know, larger populated areas. Jason and I think, are pretty much both in pretty country, you know, rural areas. My, you know, population of my town is 16,000, you know. It's cornfields everywhere, and, you know, so they have, you know, they're going to the places where there's more people, you know, where they're going to have to do the most damage, I guess.
Wichita's got half a million people, and it's not like it's big, but, you know, I think what it is also, that the reason I haven't been out there looking is, like, I'm looking at our weather forecast for the week, and it's supposed to be a high of 10 degrees tomorrow. Our nighttime temperature, I'm not going to go outside and look at Jack squat when it's 8 degrees outside.
It's just exciting. It just shows the times we're in, because God sat on my bed with me and told me about this alien abduction that was going to occur. He told me all about it. I was like, wow. I think I made a video about some of what he showed me. But basically, as soon as the worldwide rapture occurs, God let me know that it's a very small percentage compared to the population of brides that are actually leaving. And it's mostly comprised of children, and many teenagers are going. But it's not going to be as big as an event. The worldwide rapture is not, it's an event. God told me it is definitely an event. But it's not like what the movies are making it look like. Those Left Behind movies are awesome, and God loves those, because he told me. But he said it's not as dramatic as those movies. I said, really, Dad? He's like, yeah. But he goes, because this world knows me not. He told me like that. He said, they know me not. And because they know me not, it's not as big a deal. It's a big deal to us, the brides, because we're like, oh, my gosh, there's going to be plane wrecks and car crashes. But really, I mean, you know, kids don't drive and don't, you know, drive airplanes. So, you know, I'm just letting you know this. He told me that as soon as the rapture occurs, the spiritual darkness begins. It's 3 days of spiritual darkness, and these aliens. Now, what's going to happen is the one world government, they're all going to come together, you know, the Antichrist and the false prophet, and they are going to give an explanation. They're going to have phony pictures of kids, and they're going to say, listen, because the people that are really going to be upset are the people that lost their children. But they're going to come right in there with this great story. They're going to say, look, we have pictures. Here's your children. They're safe. And they're going to show pictures of people's kids, and they're going to go, we're negotiating with the aliens. They're good. They took your kids. Your kids are in a safe place. And people are going to believe this. And, am I talking too much, or do you guys want to hear? I just have a couple more things to say.
No,
I feel like it when you talk.
Judy, I want you to know that I'm not a disbeliever in this. I believe that everybody's seeing stuff, and it's sick to hear what's going to happen. And so please do continue.
Yeah, no, when I'm saying I'm surprised, I wasn't at all challenging you, Jason. I just tell you, they're there. Just maybe they're up a little higher, or you're just not able to see it, or who cares if you don't even want to go look, but they really are there. I'm in California. They look like stars. But when you get a close look, they're much lower than stars, and they're totally different shapes. So that's how I spotted it, and then they are getting lower. But anyway, so what he showed me was that the only people that are going to be freaking out after the rapture are the people with children, but they'll come right in there right away, and they're going to do a whole campaign, and they're going to really do this thing well, okay? The Catholic Church, the Pope is going to assure people, and the Obama, the Antichrist, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a great deception, God told me. And he said that, you know, the people that are left behind that are going to be really upset, mostly because the people that lost their kids, they're going to believe the deception, so they're going to be okay? Now, the children, the people that are going to be in the worst condition are the lukewarm believers, okay? And those are the ones that got left behind. Church of Philadelphia left, and the other churches get left behind. they're the ones that are going to be really upset because they're going to know this was the rapture. But God told me, even compared to the population of the entire globe, that's still a small group of people. So, and he said, when he told me, he was really sad when he told me, he said, they know me not. They know me not. And that's why this deception is going to be so great, and it's going to be so easy to pull off, you guys, because they know me not. All right, so here's the thing. For 3 days, it's going to be spiritually dark, and God told me the main group of people that are going to be really upset is the lukewarm believers, but they're going to be in total, utter despair for 3 whole days because it's 3 days of spiritual darkness. But when the 144K come back on the 4th day, the 3 days of darkness is over, and they finally can breathe. These lukewarm people are going to be so happy. They're going to know God didn't leave them. They will have already been repenting for 3 days. It's going to be horrible for those 3 days. It's just going to be horrible. But God loves them, and so God's going to bring their rescuers. The 144K are going to come back, and they're coming back on the day, on the 4th day, when the comets come down for a full 24 hours straight. And the 144K are God's special task force. They will be protecting people. They have supernatural powers. Nothing can touch them. So God is going to be all about saving people. He told John that most human beings are going to be saved, most. The Bible even says they're more than you can count. So because God told John that he loves his creation and most people are really going to be saved. The hell is really created for the devil and his demons, although some people are going to go there. But compared to the population of the world, most are going to get saved because that's how powerful God is, and that's how powerful our prayers are, you guys. Our prayers are powerful. So God's going to honor them. And then the drama is going to be really bad when the comets come down, and then it's going to stop, okay? And then everyone's going to, like, take a breath, and they're going to be like, oh, okay. And then, you know, the deception will come back in again. But by the time they barely have time to hold, you know, take their breath, that's when the nuclear missiles are going to hit key cities in the States, in the United States of America. It's going to be worldwide, these nuclear attacks, but it's going to be particularly against America, is what God showed John. He even told him certain cities, and one of those is San Francisco, and there's quite a few others he told him. So we're in California. So anyway, so that's kind of what we have to look forward to if you're going to be, you know, if you choose to be left behind in LB, if that's your choice, that's what awaits you upon the bride leaving, and that's why this UFO deception is going to come off so well. And that's why when you look in the sky, you will see what I'm talking about. Ask God to show you because you'll be like, wait, that's not a star. You're right. And you know, you'll see it. It's amazing.
Hey, Judy.
And it's worldwide. Yeah.
Judy, is Portland one of them?
Nate. John Nate Jr. Is Portland one of the cities that's going to be nuked? Okay. Is it one of the cities, though? Okay, he doesn't know that one.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
Judy, I'm curious I'm not trying to pry, but I'm curious, you have never been this forthcoming with this many people about all this stuff. I'm very curious as to why now you're comfortable with doing it. Is this part of coming out of the closet?
Well, first of all, and this proves that Jason doesn't really watch my videos, because haven't I said this, Luca? Have I not? Or
yeah.
I have, haven't I?
No, you said a while ago.
I think
where
what
you're
saying is when we're all interacting, not just the videos. Like in a video, you're not interacting with us. But I think, Jason, by what I'm getting, what I think is that we're all like the regulars now, you know, so it's not like she's talking to anybody that she's not used to hearing.
Well, in the comments, she responds to like every single one.
Yeah, I respond to
every short XOXO or, you know.
I have never missed a John and Judy video ever. Watch,
and you've never heard me talk about this?
I mean, I've heard you talk about different points, but maybe it's different because you're sounding it all. Why do you sound so angry?
It's getting pretty spicy.
Not get enough donations today or something?
I want your guys' opinion on something. I've been wondering, do you think it's wrong of me to feel like, you know, it's like the kickoff of a football game, and I've kind of, because because I haven't been given, you know, a confirmation on, okay, it's going to be this time, it's going to be this year, I just keep getting told, it'll be soon. Just be still and rest in me, and it'll be soon. You know, and I think to myself, well, soon for you could be when I'm 60, you know. But I've been praying, and I'm like, Lord, please. You know, and I don't know whether I should feel wrong for thinking this way, but your opinions, please. I'm like, Lord, please. It's like the kickoff of a football game. I'm to the point where I don't care if I get raptured. I just want, you know, like drop a nuke on my head and kick this, you know, kick the ball off, and let's get this tribulation rolling and see what we're, you know, coming to at the end of the ages. You know, and I don't know if I'm feeling wrong for wishing that, you know, and thinking, you know, praying for that. I'm like, Lord, come on, you know, kick it off.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong, and soon in our house is a cuss word. You cannot say soon because John is so off on you. Because God has told him soon, and God has said minutes to him, and now God has finally said seconds and probably today, and that's like a real serious word. And I think the reason why he chose to use a 10-year-old is because, you know, you're not going to have, you just have to either, it comes down to this in this last hour, and I'm not mad, Jason, okay? it just comes down to what you're going to believe. And if you choose to believe that God's coming, and this is not our opinion, none of this stuff that I tell you, I came out of the closet today, it's what God tells John, and he also tells me, and it's, so thus says the Lord. If you believe this today, that he's coming in seconds and probably today, you will be blessed for it. That's what the Lord is telling you in this final hour. And he wanted to use this little 10-year-old to tell the world he's coming, and it's in seconds, and it's probably today. And so you will be blessed if you believe that. And that's about it. But I was just giving a few details, Jason, of this alien deception, because God sat in my bed and told me a little bit more about it recently. And I think I made a little piecemeal video. Maybe that's why you're not remembering it like this, you know?
I remember that video, but I saw one earlier. I think it was probably the first one that I actually saw. I was looking at this star that me and Stacy have seen for a while, and I was looking for it to see where it was tonight, and then I happened to notice on the way home, like, a really low-looking star, but then when I paid attention to it, it was actually blinking, and so I thought maybe it was just me, and then I called my son, and I called him over the door, and I told him to look at it and see what he saw. Did he see the star that I was looking at? And he said, yeah, he saw it, and I said, what is that? Because it doesn't look like a star, because it looks like it's blinking. And then he looked at it for a while, and he said, it's got to be a plane. It's a plane. And I said, yeah, but it's not moving. And then he's like, well, let's come back in a few minutes. So we come back a few minutes later. It's still in the same spot. It's blinking. It hasn't moved. And he said, okay, well, let's wait a little while longer. We waited maybe like 5 more minutes, you know, and we come back to the door, and this thing is still sitting in the same spot, really low, blinking. Like, and it looked like it was flashing like a faint like blue and like a faint red kind of off in the distance. But it was really, really low in comparison to the other stars, which was really weird. And we both were like, yeah, I don't know what that is. And he was like, maybe it's a probe. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think it was that low to the ground. And he was just like, whoa. And it just kind of kicked off a whole other conversation. But it was very interesting. And I wasn't the only one who saw it. So, I mean, they're around. But I hadn't seen any. I had been asking about it for like a couple of weeks, and I hadn't seen any, and I finally saw one, and I was like, oh, yeah, I see what they're talking about, when they're like, yeah, when you see it, you'll know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You remember that night when we were looking at that star, and that's when
mm-hmm.
I took the picture of the star, I saw one in the sky, but it was red. And
yeah,
I was like, wow.
You sent me on my phone, because I, like, after you sent it to me, I was like, what's that red thing? We both were like, you could clearly see it. It's still on the picture.
And it, like, streaks across the, it was, I don't know, but it was just, like, really, that's because I've heard, but I've never really went outside and looked.
And I went outside this night, and I looked up, and I was like, why is it red? And it's not moving. And but they're there.
Yeah.
There was a video that I saw today about a guy that he actually had a picture of it, and he put it up there. It was triangular. It was just in his neighborhood. I mean, taking a picture of it, it's clear as day. It's triangular one with, you know, three lights, and it's unmistakable. And the way it was moving, it's not a helicopter. It's not a, you know, a stealth fighter or something like that. You know, some people, like Bell had said, that some people, there's a lot of people that fly the RC planes and helicopters and stuff like that that put different lights on them and stuff. But, you know, as close as people are seeing this stuff, you can't say that that's what it is because you can hear those things. You can't, you know,
right.
There's people are saying with this stuff, there's no sound. So, you know, people want to dismiss the UFO thing. The Lord showed me in a dream that, you know, when all the stuff happens, that that there will be, and he showed me on a huge billboard that there'd be, you know, it was Space Invaders, the game playing on it. And I say billboard, but it was like the size of like a drive-in theater deal. And, you know, I absolutely believe that's what it's going to be. And everybody wants to, you know, that's what they've been programming us for. That's what the movies are about, the all the alien invasion stuff and, oh, we get to fight and we win or, you know, they're going to show you can have immortality or greater power. That says in the Bible that people will be proud to wear the mark of the beast. So, you know, it'll be like one of those on the, go ahead, I'm babbling.
No. Good. Sorry, I shouldn't have said, yeah. I keep forgetting it's radio, and I'm like we're, like, on the phone, you know.
But, Judy counted to 10. She's calmed down. But, you know.
Yeah.
You just, you know, it's that whole deal of, you know, when they say you're going to be proud, well, what is that? What does it mean to be proud in the when the fallen are here? You know, it's, you know, more powers, more strength. You know, you're in this elite group, you know, all these different things. It's going to be attractive for people in the flesh. So, I mean, that to me means, you know, sexual attraction, physical power, being in the in crowd, being popular, you know, being above other people. And, I mean, it's the perfect lure for people that are drawn to the devil.
Yeah.
I hate it when you go on a big rant and then it just goes silent.
It's because
we're thinking.
You know why you thought I was mad now? Because I get really intense. Like this thing. Here,
oh, here we go. Jason, are you in front of your computer?
Wait, can you hear me?
I am, but let Judy finish, bud. Hold on.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, if he has a website, I want to know. But hold on. I just want to say the reason why I get so intense is because when God sat there and showed me this deception, how great it was going to be and how the world knows him not, he goes, they know me not. He was really sad. He's like, they don't care about him, you know, but they are. Because as soon as this deception kicks in, people are going to start to put, you know, two and two together, and not everyone's going to fall for it. Yes, there will be people in hell that take the mark and fall for it. But for the large part, of the population, our prayers have worked already, and they're working now. And I just get really serious and sober-minded because it's going to be such a horrible time. We are on the eve of the most horrible time the world has ever seen and will ever see again, the Bible says. And so, you know, to me, I thought it was going to be a huge deal, this rapture. I really did, and God was like, no, it's not that big. I went, what? I'm like, what? Sometimes when God tells me stuff like this, I rebuke the devil, you know, because I'm like, what? And then, you know, God knows how I am. And then he's like, they know me not. And I was like, really? It's not going to be like the Left Behind movie? He goes, not that dramatic. I go, wow. He said, yeah. He goes, he told me the deception will be so strong and people will
That's
believe
crazy.
It because they don't want to believe God. They're going to believe men. They're going to believe the men in charge. And they're going to show pictures of your little kids and you're going to be okay. You'll be satisfied. And, you know, there's going to be a small group of the church, you know, that was left behind that are going to be freaking, but God's going to comfort them on day four. But, you know, this whole thing is really, that's why, you know, if you're bipolar right now, you really are a true bride. And I'm not kidding, because God, you know, you are feeling both extreme excitement to go home, but you're feeling, if you're very close to your dad and you've allowed him to share his emotions with you, which I have done in this hour and encouraged other brides to do, because God would love that if you would do that. He's very sad. I've had people inbox me and email me and say, you're right. I felt his sadness for once. And I'm like, I know. And you know what? He's so happy that you are sharing that with him and allowing him to be, because true love shares in everything. And, you know, I love how God makes me giddy and happy and how he's funny, but I also told him, you know, I'm not just here for the money. I'm not just here for your benefits, Lord. I'm not marrying you for just your benefits. I really love you, and I want you to share everything, you know, and I encourage God. I always tell him every day, you can do this thing. Come rapture us today, because we're going to help
Amen.
You. We can actually encourage God and tell him, come on now, we're going to come back. We're going to be a CD. We're going to come back. And we're going to come, and we're going to tear it up, and we're going to, you know, but God has this whole thing set up, you guys. It's seconds away, and Red X will tell you it's probably today. If you're in the chat room, she's going to say that.
Here's the name of that UFO video I told you guys. I mean, this looks like something straight out of Independence Day. I just looked it up on my Facebook page. It's UFO caught in Egypt, Hurghada. It's only 22 seconds long, but it's, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'll post the link
crazy.
In the chat room.
I mean,
dude, there's
I mean,
no way this is real.
It's insane how
there's no way this is
it
real.
Is and I can't find any other links to confirm that it's real, but it looks real, and it's, I mean, it looks like straight out of Independence Day, the movie, you know?
I honestly, I'd have to see some more on this because this is too in your face. I almost would say it's CG or something. I'm
yeah,
not doubting
so
you, brother.
You agree. That's what I was saying. I'm like, this can't be real. I'm trying to find, like, confirmations of it, of other people that, you know, seeing it or something. But it's just so real, it's ridiculous. I've never seen it so clear, you know, as does this.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, did you guys, I don't know how many of you guys keep up with the, you know, the whole Catholic Pope being the anti-Pope deal, but I saw today a link I got actually from a Catholic, it was in my recommended for you, from a Catholic YouTube channel, and it's the Catholic Church is saying that the Pope is actually the seat of the papacy is vacant right now because they're denouncing Pope Francis as a legitimate Pope because he was technically like excommunicated for preaching against the gospel of the Catholic Church. By preaching that all religions are a way to Christ.
Wow.
So actually the Catholic Church is actually calling him the anti-pope now.
Well, I don't want to... Is anybody here Catholic?
Well, even if they are, go ahead and tell them. They're wonderful people. Jason has a good take on
yes,
that.
Yes, I love
there.
Catholics. You know,
okay,
I just,
no,
I
the Catholic
feel that
people...
Pope's deceiving them.
Oh God! See, this isn't just Jason Redrick. This is downright scary. If you've never seen the stuff on the Catholic Church, okay, the Catholic Church is the leaders of the Catholic Church. The Pope claims himself to be Christ on Earth. The Catholic Church thinks that you're supposed to pray to you have to go to a priest, a man, for forgiveness of your sins. They teach that you're supposed to worship the Virgin Mary because she was by grace, because she had all the grace. They also think that a man could be a saint and you pray to him. But I forget what they call the Pope, but it actually, from translation, and this isn't some BS stuff that,
it's
you know, goes to this. This is legit.
Is what they call him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the what?
The
vicar.
Vicar of Christ, which in Latin is translated as Christ on Earth.
No, it actually means Antichrist. There's a documentary.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the label he wears on his little helmet crown deal.
Yeah, but you know the whole thing is like I think Bell was talking about it earlier. Is everything everything God does, the devil mimics and does it, you know,
exactly.
backwards. And so when you start looking at the hats that the cardinals and stuff wear in there, you see them, they're shaped like a fish, which is representative of a fish god that was from a pagan deity. It's so sick. I mean, the St. Peter's, the Basilica, the shape of it is an upside-down cross, a keyhole, and then the cobblestones, you've probably seen this from the Kleck videos, haven't you, Judy? The cobblestones are black, and the cobblestones represent the skin of a reptile. You know, it's really sick. There's an amazing documentary, and I can't remember what it's called right now. I'm going to post it in here, but it's 2 hours long, and it'll just blow your mind. And it shows how the Catholic Church worked hard as could be and killed a lot of people, which is what the Inquisition was the Catholic Church fighting to keep people from having a Bible. I mean, they wanted only a priest could have a Bible. They killed guys. I mean, tons of people and children and everything, trying to prevent people from preaching the real gospel. But the St. Peter's Basilica was built from donations by people that was the indulgences that bought their loved ones that had died to get them out of purgatory. I mean, it's the sickest. I mean, at the top level, I'm talking about the popes and all that stuff, man. I'm not talking about Catholic people, but
I believe the Catholic people are deceived.
Oh,
I have a lot of Catholic friends.
I think the Lord forgives them. I think the Lord forgives them. I absolutely do, and I hope that Judy will pipe in and say something about that. But
I mean, God loves gay people. He loves everybody. He's not mad. If you go to a Catholic church and that's the way you're connecting with God, you know, he's not mad at you. I mean, you just don't know that you're in a system that's, you know, deceived. But God still works in those systems. There's so many born-again Catholic people I know. So, yeah, you know, we're just, so I hope everyone gets that. When we talk about, you know, God yelled at Nate last night, or John Nate Jr., and God told him, he said, there will be no more gay marriages. And he said, we're leaving, in a really soft voice. So basically what he was saying was, my bride is not going to be subjected to any more of this filth. It's filth in his eyes. It's an abomination.
Amen.
He loves the people. He loves the
people. I have a friend of mine and he's gay. Sorry, go ahead, Judy.
Just the point that I'm making, and I think Jason is trying to make, and so people know that are listening, that, yeah, I mean, God loves you. You're in a corrupt system. You didn't know it. And he loves gay people, but it's an abomination. They don't know it, and they might know it, and they just don't care. And when the trip hits, believe me, they're going to repent, these gay people, because they know. Deep inside, every gay person knows this is they know this is not natural. So everyone does. They do, because God says his spirit is in everyone, so they know it. So they're going to repent, plain and simple. But the bride is no longer going to be subjected to this filth. God wants to prepare a spotless bride, and he doesn't want us having to see this and be around this. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Amen.
For us.
I can't wait to get away from it.
So, it's not because we don't love them. We hate this sick sin, and we know that they're not.
Honestly, I'm tired of, you know, Judy, I don't know if you've, you know, Jason's heard me give a little bit of my testimony of my past. I don't know if you have or not, but I come from some really bad choices in my life, you know, and one of the things I pray for is, you know, I get succumbed to temptations of the flesh pretty easily because of what the things I've done in my past. Sometimes it's just remembering things, you know, Satan will put a memory in my head about something that I've done, or, you know, something happens or somebody says something to me that reminds me of something disgusting that I've done in my past, and I just can't wait for God to cleanse me and make me feel like, you know, just because I'm not doing it, I know his blood covers me and I'm forgiven for those things, but I don't want to think about them or remember them anymore, and I can't wait until he changes whatever he's going to do, because I don't think we'll lose our memories, but the temptation and the disgusting thoughts and stuff, you know, I'm constantly in forgiveness and repentance, and I'm like, oh Lord, forgive me for that. I shouldn't have thought that, you know, I shouldn't have looked at that girl that way, or I shouldn't have thought that, mean thought out of anger when that, you know, guy, because I used to fight a lot, you know. My big thing was, you know, I got in bar fights constantly, you know, and somebody says something that upsets me and I'll think, you know, I could break this guy in half, you know, and I'm like, oh, forgive me for that. Why do I still think that way? You know, and I can't wait till it's different.
The documentary that I was talking about is called A Lamp in the Dark. And it's 3 hours, okay. And I know most people won't watch it, but I swear it's the most informative 3 hours. And, I mean, the Lamp in the Dark, you can watch it on YouTube, 3 hours. But this is the deal here that I think of every time I hear someone using the Bible to try to persecute somebody, because I think about what had to happen so we could go to the store, we'd go to a Walmart and pick out what Bible we want and what edition and all these different things. I highly recommend it to people. A Lamp in the Dark.
I'm looking at it.
Can I get an
now.
Amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I think that when I see people using the Bible to try to tear people apart, I see it as the devil's new trick to, like, okay, well, they fought so hard to keep the Bible out of our hands, and now the devil has switched over to going, now I'm going to use it to help them tear each other apart with it. I mean, that really is my take from it.
That's very insightful. Make a video. That's good. That's so true.
But
how much longer is the show?
It doesn't tell me.
I think we got like five more minutes, Jason, and then it's going to shut us off again.
The broadcast is over. We're just in podcast. But like this morning, we were in the middle of talking, and the podcast ended. I don't know how long it lets you go past the deal. I think it's an hour, but.
I think it's been cutting us off because you and I have been in the middle of a conversation every time, and it cuts us off about 30 minutes after.
That's because we both got a lot to say, brother.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Somebody in chat said we have 3 minutes.
If it makes anyone feel better, I know that there's a ton of videos right now about this economic collapse that's upon us, which is very encouraging because, and here's why it's encouraging, the bride's not going to be here for that. Okay, that's what God told John. He said, you know, the only reason why the economy is up and working right now is because the bride is still here. I hate to say that, but it is really all about you, bride. God told me today it's all about you. He told me tell my bride today it's all about her. Everything
Amen.
That is going on right now, the rapture timing is all about her and him. You know, it's about the bride. So God said that himself, and just know that that's one more reason to be excited, not scared, not, you know, don't be afraid of this coming collapse. That means we're out of here, all right? And don't be afraid for those left behind either, because your prayers worked, and you're going to see evidence of that, and be excited.
Amen.
There's absolutely nothing God told me to be depressed about. He said nothing. If you're sick right now, just go to him, and if he doesn't heal you before the rapture, you will be healed immediately upon the rapture. So there's no reason to be upset. And I can honestly tell you that. I know our situations are difficult, but God wanted everyone to know today that he's designed all of them. He knows what's going on. He's not unaware of what you've done and what situation you're in. He's keenly aware. And tell my bride today that it's all about her. The world revolves around you because, see, you're the apple of his eye. You're his bride. And he
Amen.
Really isn't kidding. And he really is going to come get you physically. And he told John yesterday night when I was on the phone with two other people on a call, he said, you know, what he said about the gay thing. And then he also said, you're going to have to believe by faith now that I'm coming because there won't be any more signs. But he told them, he said there's not going to be many more signs that you're going to have to believe by faith that I'm coming. No, he didn't say that. John just said, he didn't say there's not going to be any more. He said there's not going to be many more signs. So you're just going to have to believe, okay? And that's what we're doing. We believe. And he's coming in seconds and probably today, and he told us that again today. And as long as he keeps telling us that fresh every morning, we will keep declaring it. And I don't think it's going backwards, okay? If you've noticed since we started this channel, it's gone from soon, I'm coming now, I'm coming 2013, I'm coming, it's minutes, it was days, and it was hours, and it was minutes, and now God has said seconds. And he's talking 10-year-old time, all right? It's not like an adult
time that an adult watcher that's been saying this for 5 years. I've had a lot of inboxes from adult watchers saying, you know, sister, you really need to pray what God's telling your son, because God told me now 5 years ago. But I'm like, you were not a 10-year-old. He doesn't mess with people. God told me specifically, he said, I'm not playing around. I'm not messing with you. I mean it when I tell your 10-year-old, you know, and it's 10-year-old timing. So, you guys, it really is seconds away, and it's today, and I do. I sound angry, but I'm passionate, because God wants you to
Amen.
Believe it.
And Judy, didn't you say that nothing else needs to happen? It's not like we need to see a big bomb go off somewhere. It's not like we're, I mean,
yes.
Am I right on that when
yes.
you said that?
Yes, he told God, he said nothing else needs to happen. So we're ready. It can happen tonight. He told John again. The reason why we are making these videos is because we're pumped up, because he talks to John all day, and he tells him, he goes, right before we go to bed, you know what he told him? Before I kiss him goodnight, John, God just told him, it's probably tonight. Okay, so God is
Judy.
Not joking around. He is between you guys, and he is
Judy.
Coming to 10-year-old. It's not months and years away. It really
uh-huh.
is. There's nothing else that needs to be done. Just believe by faith, because he said there's not many more signs, meaning that
okay.
it's all, you know, like, I know a lot of people are making videos about the Super Bowl, now the Olympics and all that. That's what I think he might be referring to. It's just believe it. And I think he's waiting for his bride to get really happy and excited, because he told me he really wants, he's coming for a joyful, happy bride. I mean, you know, he's not mad at you, but he really would like you to, you know, look like a real bride. That's why he gave the wedding analogy. That's why we joke around.
Well, amen. I would put on his dress for him if he comes now.
I really don't fart all day. I'm really not a big farter. But I'm just saying, like, you know, God makes you laugh. 10-year-olds laugh at farts, okay? So I do now. Like, you know, there's something about my son, 9 and 10, him and his friends, when they all come over, they all just laugh about farts, and they fart all the time. And, you know, God thinks it's funny, because God has told him a lot of funny things. So, you know, whatever it takes you to laugh. If you have to laugh at me, I'm a jackass. Everybody, you know, on last night's radio show, they spent, you know, an hour laughing at me, and I was cool with it. You know, I really don't care. Just laugh, because God's coming for a happy bride, and I honestly feel like that's what he's waiting for. So I'm just going to tell you right now. I feel like, you guys, could you guys just laugh already so we can get out of here, okay?
Judy, you know we love you in Christ. You know, we were just playing.
Oh,
hey, Judy,
no,
I think Stacy's trying to talk to you, Judy. Stacy's been trying to get in to talk to you. Go ahead.
Sorry,
No. I was just saying that with the dream, because Judy had said to me last night that God will tell you. And I prayed, and then I had the dream last night or this morning that my friend, I was at a marriage supper. He says, today, 2 hours. So I really do believe he's saying today and 2 hours. And it was so plain. A 22.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you guys hear what Stacy said? I mean, this is, like, amazing. And believe it.
It really is.
It is exciting. I'm so excited because I really believe what Stacy just said. And I really believe what God tells us. That's why I get pumped. I mean, like, I have so much adrenaline. I mean, I really thought I was going to have a heart attack a few times in this last 70-something days, you know, because I'm so pumped up. I'm just like, every time somebody tells me, I really believe what God's telling them, because this is my spirit bears witness. When people are lying to me, I also know. I had a few people lie to you, and God told me that I didn't say that to them, and I'm like, cool. But my heart was, like, beating right now after Stacy said that. I'm so excited, and God's heart is beating, too. He can't wait to get us. He wants to get us. He told Nate. John Nate Jr., he said, I want to get you more than you want me to get you. And I'm like, whoa. So he's excited, you guys. And it's all going to happen in a quick blink. So.
Amen. Well, I'm blinking.
Amen. I'm excited.
Well, I think it's neat from what Stacy said to what Sherry said to what Judy shared. And that's what's neat is you get to hear everybody's, to me, I take it as going, he just keeps doing it. He keeps saying it. I'm like, you know, I don't not believe in that it's going to come. It's just, it's nice hearing that you're hearing this stuff from everybody, you know, from all the different, all over the nation, you know, he's
yeah.
coming now, he's coming today, he's coming in 2 days, he's coming before the 23rd, he's, you know, just all these little things that are going on, they're just amazing.
Yeah,
Look at that. And the thing about it, Jason, I had to literally, I didn't get it until I lay down. I was just like in communion with him. And I said, 2 days, 2 hours. And I said, it's either he's coming in 2 days, 2 hours, or on the 22nd.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
See,
sorry,
even Sherry
I just
piped in there.
Get here. I can't wait. I mean, I've actually gotten to the point, and I had to overcome this for a while because I was, a few months ago, I was skeptical of, Lord, am I worthy enough? Am I worthy enough? And this is one of the reasons why I do know, you know, I don't get a date and I don't get times, but I do feel that it's very soon, one of the reasons I take as a confirmation from God that it's very soon is the fact that I used to be real skeptical. Am I worthy? Have I done enough? Lord, I know you had works planned for me, and I didn't do the works you had planned for me because I squandered my life away, and I've only been saved for about a year and a half now, and, you know, I haven't brought people to Christ that, like, I was supposed to, like I was destined to do. So I'm going to get left behind.
So how do you know? Yeah, but how do you know that wasn't his plan?
And that's what I've gotten, and that's why I know that it's closer, is because God is now telling me he's taken that fear from me, and now
really?
I know I'm out of here. I don't
I
have to worry, and I have
that
peace.
Yeah, don't sit around worrying about that you wasted 30 years. Have the mindset this is what was meant to be and move forward, and that's what I did. I haven't walked no perfect walk for 52 years with the Lord. I'm telling you, he woke me up in 2011. I was one of those people, like I said, I'm going. I go to church on Sunday. I'm polite. I don't steal. I try not to lie. You know, but I mean, he said, you're on the fence. Get it off the fence.
I had prophecies over me when I was a child that I was destined to do all this great works for God. And then even as an adult, they came again, and I kept ignoring them and kept ignoring them, and I didn't care. And I lived my life very sinful, you know. I mean, I thought I'm a good person because I got decent morals. And when I beat somebody up, I beat up the guy that's beating up his wife, or I beat up the guy that's being rowdy and picking on somebody, and, you know, I'm beating up the bullies, so it's okay. You know, I always made excuses and moralized my sin, you know.
I kind of think of it like when we're gone, thousands of people are going to see these videos, listen to this radio. So, in a way, you will be heard.
Yeah,
by thousands.
And that's what God has told me. He's like, he told me, he's like, because I've got friends on Facebook that, you know, I've got over 1,000 friends on Facebook, you know, from all, like, different games that I've played and stuff that, you know, and from all over the world. I've got friends in Amsterdam. I've got friends in England, you know, the UK, Britain, you know, and I witness to them all on Facebook all the time. And he's like, you are a prophet to the nations. Not as big as you thought you were going to be, but you're spreading my word.
I think, you know what, I bet you the Lord, and I know the Lord is happy if one person comes to him from something you've said or done than if you were Billy Graham and led 10 million people to him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth. There's no, I mean, one is many to God. One is many.
Enough.
Amen. And like I said,
yeah.
I've recently found a peace in that, and I don't feel as, you know, guilty for, you know, and that's why I know God put his peace on me. Cerebelle had a word for me like 3 or 4 nights ago. She's like, I was talking, and she says, Christian, she says, God's giving me a word for you right now. Just be still. Be still in him. And I was like, amen, you know, and that just confirmed on top of how I've been feeling more at peace, you know.
Hey, Chris.
Just knowing that I'm good. I'm going to see you soon, Lord. And
hey, Chris.
Maybe I will be a CB, you know, and I'll get my wish, and I'll get to come back and lead tons and tons of people to Christ. You know, and that'd be awesome.
Chris, you know, when I've told my story about when I was 15 and God himself spoke to me when I got saved, I've had so many people tell me that, oh, you are a marked man, you are a powerful man of God. And that never set well. And I think that, you know, if the enemy was going to attack you, he could start at a young age and hold something over you that said, oh, look, you were supposed to prophesy. Oh, look, Chris, you haven't done jack squat. Oh, Chris, look at all these bad things you did. What'd you do for Christ? You know, that's the devil. And it's hard to get over, brother. And it's not like you're going to get over in a second. I would go to the Lord, brother, in prayer. I think you should listen to Sherry for just an hour straight. But I think you should go to the Lord in prayer with an open heart and say, Lord, take away all my preconceived ideas. Take away everything that I've got that's going against me. You show me what I'm supposed to do. Man has told me I was supposed to prophesy. I want you to tell me what I'm supposed to do. Show me what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, I think to get delivered from that, brother, or just listen to Sherry for an hour because she's speaking to your soul.
No, I mean, between you guys and some fellowshippers around here, I found a couple like-minded people around my area, and just me being in the Word and being praying in tongues daily, you know, on a regular basis, I've felt a lot more at peace. I've just that guilt is lifted. I'm talking about it right now, but I don't feel it like I did. You know,
haven't we all been where you're at, you know, sat and thought, I should have did this, I could have done that, I should have done more. That's just the devil distracting you from what you should be doing. That's what I think. I think that's just, the devil doesn't attack me big. He just puts that little seed there, too. He just, you know, plants that weed in your garden, and he's right there tending to it, too.
And the reason why Sherry's successful against the devil is because Sherry doesn't believe his lies. She doesn't believe
I don't believe in him at all.
Amen.
I just talk to the hand, man, and I go on. It's like when my kids were little, and they're standing in my face, I'm just like, look, whatever. I'll snatch you up. Throw you in your room, you'll listen. So I just don't, I don't give him the time, I don't waste my time with him, because that to me is the greatest thing the devil does, is he steals your time, your thoughts, your energy. And I have too much to do to Nubby just hacked up a huge hairball on my pillow. Thanks, Nubby.
What's that verse in Revelation? Don't let him steal your crown. I can't remember what verse it is. I think it's in chapter 3 somewhere. I can't remember the rest of it. There's something. Do not let them steal your crown. I can't remember. I'm going to have to find my Bible here real quick. Look it up. Where'd I put my Bible? There it is.
Oh, Nubs, for the love of God.
This is a big hairball, Sherry. This is a monstrous hairball you got on your pillow there.
Yeah. Thanks.
He was giving you a
gift. He brings me dead stuff all the time, so I'll trade it for tuna. Like, he'll bring me half of a rabbit, or I'll wake up and roll over, and there'll be, like, the head of a rabbit and half of a squirrel, and I'm like, yeah, you're a good man. Hunt for mommy.
Where is it?
You know the word says, do not despise small beginning, I think. And maybe God is, maybe our ministry is in the next era.
I definitely want to be a B. You know, that would be my heaven, is to be a CB and come back. That's my idea of heaven. To come back and just be like, yeah, check me out. This is what you guys are missing. Let's get right now. Yeah.
Hey,
I just
want
to go there and cook.
Chris,
I just want to get to heaven and cook some chicken.
The thing that I want to tell you, Chris, and this is just from my spirit, is that, and hold on, my dogs are about to go crazy.
Yeah, you're
Sorry about that. My garage door's opening. My dogs go nuts. But you don't owe the Lord anything. You do. There's nothing else you can do. You know, it goes by the deal of works. You can't do this by works. It's Jesus did it, everything. He did it. And
and like I said, I'm feeling really at peace about it. And it's not so much that I don't feel like I owe the Lord now. I just feel like it's something I would enjoy. You know, it would be so gratifying for me to be able to just spread His love and to show people, you know, his reality, you know, the proof, just to come stand in their presence and be like, yes, look at what the Lord can do for you. He can take you and save you like He saved me, you know. It used to be that I felt like I owed Him, you know, and I was failing Him by not doing it. Now it's a different feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm being clear about it. I don't feel guilty. I feel like it would be my reward to be able to do that. But it's His will, whatever His will is. He might want me to scrub toilets in heaven. I don't know. You know, whatever He wants me, you know, if that's what He wants, so be it.
I don't know about all this toilet talk. I'm pretty sure we're not going to have toilets in heaven. I could be wrong.
We got to have diapers for Jason, so.
No, he has big boy pants now.
I'm not taking my diaper off this time in heaven.
He'll have with angel rings.
All that toilet scrubbing talk is for people who don't know who they are in Christ. You're ruling with your dad. You're a king and a queen with Him. You're ruling with Him. You're the bride. You're not the LB. You're not a left behind, and He's still going to love them too, but you realize what you are. You're a bride. You're not only married to Him, but you're His friend. I mean, you don't scrub toilets. You got to know who you are. I mean, if you really want to enjoy what's about to happen to you, jump full in and really know how awesome you are and what God says about you, and be stuck up, because we won't care if you act like it here, because when you know you're all that, then you're going to fit in real good here, because we brag with you, because, yeah, you're amazing. God said
I was just joking. I mean, I know, you know, He says that we'll come back and we will be the kings and priests that rule over the nations during a 1,000-year reign of peace. You know, we're going to be helping, you know, tend the flock. You know, that's our job. We're going to come back to help tend the flock for a 1,000-year reign.
I want to be like
You know, for a short time, Satan will be released again, you know, after the 1,000-year reign. But during that 1,000-year reign, I don't think we'll even be, I'm not sure my complete understanding of it, but the feeling I get of understanding from God on it is that we will be in a changed form, and we will come back and rule and reign over the nations as already earned our redemption. We won't go through that final temptation before the second death. I don't think we'll have to deal with that when Satan's unchained and released again. I think we'll already be exempt from that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly how it'll work, but that's what I feel God, you know, telling me about that. Because I've contemplated about that too. I'm like, Lord, we're going to go through a 1,000-year reign of peace, and then you're going to let Satan loose again, and we're going to have to go through this all over again and be tempted all over again. I'm going to have to deal with sin and fighting off sin and blah, 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 and I don't want to do that again. You know, I want you to take the sin away. I don't ever want to see it again.
That's not fair.
And He tells me, don't worry, you will not go through that again. You've already proven your worth to me. And you won't be a part of that, because He tells us we will be kept from the second death. And what I get from that scripture is we will be ruling and reigning with Him, and we will be there to help fight the final battle. I don't know if I'm right or not, but that's just the understanding I get from it.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. But, you know, feel free to chime in. I don't know how you guys, you know, if you guys, what kind of understanding you have on that scripture or that time.
Basically, I believe that once we are a bride, we're always going to be a bride.
That's how I feel. Yep.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and God tells me there's things that you're just not meant to know yet. You know, I'll explain that all later. Right now, be still.
Now that does kind of freak me out, because I do think that in an instant you're going to just know, you know, not everything, but I think in an instant you're going to realize, you know, how all this stuff worked out and just be amazed by it.
Well, that's what I tell people all the time. I'm like, the proof of God is so simple, even without any, you know, any faith or any scientific backing or anything. The fact that we only use 10% of our brain tells me that other 90% is locked up for a reason. And when it's unlocked, we will have a deeper understanding of God.
Sure.
You know, I don't need any other proof but my faith for myself, but when I'm witnessing to people, I tell them, what do you think that other 90% of your brain was created for? You know, it's locked up for, there's a reason why we can't get it put to use, you know? All the knowledge and scientific power we've come up with, and they've never figured out how to unlock the other 90% of our hidden talents in our mind. You know, God locked it up for a reason, because we fell from grace.
Hey, guys, did you see the video that, and this was on the regular news, I just seen this today, about a family that was possessed. And they actually had the police there and children's services. At first, they thought the lady was just nutty.
Yep.
But they actually had...
And the hospital wall backwards, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't see a video of it, but I heard about it.
Well, I seen a video of somebody talking about it.
The police were afraid of the kid and ran.
What was funny, though, to me... was they called a Catholic priest for an exorcism, and I'm like, isn't that kind of like the devil trying to cast out the devil, or, you know, I don't know. I just, but I was shocked that that made regular news. I mean, I just was shocked that they would put something like that on regular news. But, you know, people are just going to blow right past it, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, the regular news has been getting. I mean, you can't watch like CNN and ABC and CBS News. They're all pretty much run by the government. But if you watch RT News and BBC, I have an app called Behold Israel that puts out an Israeli news channel. It's an app for my phone. You have to check that out. It's pretty cool. It's called Behold Israel, and they give you the latest real news that really matters. And, you know, so it is getting out there some ways. It's just America tries to hide it from us because they want us to think that we're still all happy-go-lucky and everything's beautiful and perfect and you got nothing to worry about. Just pay your taxes and sign up for Obamacare and get a chip.
Hey, bye. I have to get going. I have to make dinner. But bye, Sherry. Bye, Jason. Bye,
Hi, JJ. Stop eating all that.
Bye. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
Happy night.
I'll listen to you on my radio. I got to go make dinner. So I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye.
Good night. Yeah, it's 9:30 here. I'm sure California is 3 hours behind us, so it's only 6:30 there. She probably still got the sun up. Anybody there? Hello.
Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
I thought I probably got cut off. was going to say, Judy hangs up and everybody gets cut off.
Where's Jason?
I don't know. He's got to be on because he's hosting it.
Leah, are you on?
He might be in the chat room. He said he was jumping back and forth,
I think.
Yeah,
I'm coming. I'm just
okay. Me too. We should just host the show. We're their host.
I feel like the host half the time. I talk too much. I could talk forever. If you don't tell me to shut up, I'll just keep going.
Tell Jason he's fired.
Yeah, it's 9:30 here, so I think he's an hour behind me, so it's 8:30 there.
Yeah, it's 9:30 here. So, Leah, I had a dream last night that I saw one of my friends that passed away years ago in high school, and he said to me, I felt like I was in heaven because I saw the table set, the banquet, but I don't remember it quite. But what I remember is him saying to me, today, and he's coming today and in 2 hours. So I laid back and I was like, oh, he said today in 2 hours. So in the afternoon, and I was so excited. And in the afternoon, it's like the Lord was saying to me, two, the number two, and 2 hours. So I said, it could be two days and 2 hours are 22. So it was really profound. I mean, it was something else. Because Judy said to me last night, you ask God. He's going to tell you. You ask him. And I went to bed and I asked him. And it was just, I haven't dreamt about this. This friend passed away years ago in a bad car accident. And I think this is the second time I ever dreamt about him. The second time I ever dreamt about him. And he said that. So he was excited. I'm excited. I was so excited last night. It's like he downloaded like a revelation that I'm coming now because I was worried about the snow, worried about using my time for work, trying to drive in. And the Lord was saying, I'm coming. Stop worrying. I'm coming. And he literally, like, imprinted into my spirit where I got up this morning, did what I needed to do, called in, and I wasn't worried about it. I said, he's coming. I'm not worried about it. He's coming. And then I got that dream. Ah, hello? Am I talking to myself?
No, I heard you. That was wow.
Yeah, it was something else. Have you seen the star? Do you still see the star?
I saw it earlier, like the UFO that I was talking about seeing, because at first I thought it was the star, and I was like, how did it get so low? It was like mimicking the star, and then when I looked closer, I saw that it wasn't the star. And then I saw the real star up in the sky where it normally is, and I saw the fake one.
Wow. It's definitely a sign because that star is really bright. I mean, it's huge, and it's low. And in the, like, before it gets really dark, you could see it really, really bright, and it's like the only star that's in the sky. And it's been there for a while. But it has to be a sign, believe it or not, because you're right, it's shaped like a cross.
Yeah, it is. And it's always in the same spot, except for I looked for it this morning, and I didn't see it this morning out in the morning sky. And I was like, because it was weird that I saw it yesterday morning.
Yeah, because it goes and come. It's like usually you could see it's like from 5:30 to like 8:30, and then it disappears. And then